It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for 48 of Nebraska's top 8-man football players. The Saratoga 8-Man All-Star Classic, presented live by Platte River Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. This is the 35th annual East versus West Tussle. And from mid-June in Nebraska, barring rain, it's a nearly ideal football afternoon. Now let's head to Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College for all the play-by-play with award-winning sportscaster Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College here this afternoon. We've got the 35th annual Saratoga 8-Man All-Star Football Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon as the East will battle the West again in this annual showdown here in Hastings. We've got the East leading the overall series 19-15 as we get started here this afternoon. It was a 7-0 win last season for the West, as they have won the last four games here in the series. In fact, the last win for the East in the Saratoga E-Bat All-Star Football Classic was back in 2007, where the East was able to pick up a 22-14 win over the Western All-Stars. This is the longest winning streak for either team since the East has won six in a row, that back from the year 2000 to 2005. So we'll see what the Eastern All-Stars can put together here this afternoon as 48 of the best 8-man All-Star football players in the state of Nebraska on hand here this afternoon. These two teams have been in camp for about a week now. They have both been practicing at Central Community College here in Hastings, and now they play their annual football game here this afternoon at the home of the Broncos here at Hastings College. The head coach of the Eastern All-Stars is Bob McAvoy. He is out of Humphrey High School. He actually played in this game in 1993. He was an assistant coach in this game in 2003, and now he gets to take the head coaching honors here for this 2012 event here this afternoon. On the opposite side of things, the Western All-Stars, they are coached by Andy Schwartz, who is out at South Loop. He was an assistant coach in this game back in 2005. He's a guy who has led South Loop to a 19-3 record the past 2 years, and he's got the chore of trying to push this winning streak to five games in the Saratoga E-Bat All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. You're listening to the pregame show for the Saratoga 8-Man All-Star Football Classic here in Hastings. We'll come back and talk with the coaches as we continue after this.
Get ready for summer and buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. You heard right. Buy two Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. While supplies last, P235-40R17 2XS. Get the tire that makes driving fun again. Includes free rotation, mounting, balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the Saratoga 8-Man All-Star football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Spent a couple of minutes with East head coach Bob McAvoy out of Humphrey High School. And, coach, you've been in camp all week long. How's the guys gotten through camp?
They've had a good week of practice. They've kind of taken it easy on each other a little bit, but I think they'll be ready to do some hitting today.
Tell you what, you put in a lot in a matter of time. Did you get everything in?
Yeah, actually, I was pleasantly surprised. You come into this deal not knowing how much to put in. You don't want to do too much. You don't want to do too little. But it just seemed to work out real well that we got in everything that we thought we would need for the game.
Well, a lot of times this game comes down to turnovers, and especially on special teams. Did you spend a lot of time on special teams?
Yeah, you bet. All week, earlier in the week, we put in one per practice, and then for every successive practice, we would work all four just to make sure that hopefully don't have any major mistakes in that area of the game.
Talk about the offensive unit today. What do we got to see?
We're going to see some power football, some play action pass, and then maybe a little bit of spread pass with some jet motion. We got some speed out of the jet motion, and got some real good throwers and some real good power blockers up front. So I feel good that we should be able to do kind of a hodgepodge of a lot of different attacks and hopefully find one that works.
Coach, talk about your quarterback. At least the starter is going to be Blake Krings. He's out of Humphrey St. Francis. Not at your school, but I'm sure you've had a good opportunity to scope him out.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Mr. Krings. He is an outstanding player, outstanding quarterback. We will also be bringing in Garrett Borcher. Those two will be alternating. Actually, one will be playing offense, one will be playing defense. And then when we sub, they'll just change positions so that they stay on the field the whole time.
Talk about him. What's his strengths, your quarterback's strengths? Talk about that.
Blake has got a great arm, and he's got great speed. And Garrett has a lot of option experience coming out of high school and a lot of power. So it's a great kind of 1-2 combination punch.
Talk about some of the running backs we'll see out there today.
Okay, Troy McQuiston out of Newman Grove. Very, very fast kid, very, very physical runner for his, you know, usually you think speed, he's a speed guy, but he's, you know, he runs hard, he runs tough. I've been fortunate enough to watch him over the years too. We play them every year at our home school, and I think that he has the potential to make some big plays for us.
And defensively, what do you guys expect over there?
Defensively, I think that we got a chance to play to our strengths, which kind of mirroring what they did in the Shrine Bowl, try to load up with some of, you know, some of our better athletes being on defense, the two Giltner boys, Trent Musney out of Howells, on and on and on. We're going to, you know, I think that we got a lot of strength on the defensive side.
Drew Ott obviously going to play a lot of defense for you. Talk about him. How's he been going in this weekend camp?
He's a good kid. He works hard. He's very, very football smart. It's hard to trick him because we've tried. We've tried throughout the week, and it's pretty tough. But overall, just, you know, you kind of marvel at the physical presence that he has. But on the same side, his teammate from Giltner, Logan Rath, is kind of the same way. Just a physical presence that he's tough to block.
Where's this game going to be won at?
At the line of scrimmage, as all football games are. Whoever controls the line of scrimmage will win the game. I do know that I have a lot of respect for the speed on the west side and the athletes on the west side. They are, you know, they bring some legitimate game breakers to that side of the ball, and we got to be able to contain that speed. I'm hoping that we can score enough on offense and slow them down enough on defense to get the job done.
So a matchup today, the power of the east maybe against the speed of the west, is that how it's going to match up?
Yeah, I'd say that's a very accurate characterization.
It's going to come down to maybe one or two plays at the end, or what type of game you expect?
I hope it doesn't come down to one or two. I don't know if I can handle the stress in 90-degree heat like that, but no, I think that it'll be a great game. You know, that's the best eight-man football players in the state, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, an exciting eight-man football game for the fans.
Have you talked at all about the history of this game? It's been a while since the East has won a game in the Satomi Eight-Man All-Star football game. Have you talked about history? You just kind of let that bygones be bygones.
Well, you know, I think for a long time the East dominated for years and years and years, and then the West has done a fantastic job over the last few years. We, of course, want that success to return to the East side of the game, but each year is different. Each year is a different group of kids. So these guys, none of them played on last year's game, so that's kind of water under the bridge. But we talked to them a little bit about, you know, taking some pride and kind of tapping into that football pride that, you know, we want to prove that the best football is from the East side of Nebraska.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Bob McAvoy, the head coach of the Eastern All-Stars. We'll have more on today's pregame show right after this.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's best, Obermiller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master-certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple-pane, lifetime-warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy-efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon. The Sittin' Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Sertoma 8-Man Classic.
Try to pass it, gives it the end zone, got it!
Sittin' Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
And we're sneaking up to kickoff here this afternoon. The Satoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll spend a couple of minutes with West Head Coach Andy Schwartz out of South Loup. And, Coach, you've been in camp all week long. How's things going for you?
They're going real well. We're having a great week. Really enjoyed it. Weather cooperated, and kids are great. So it's been a really good week for us.
A chance to catch your practice on a Friday afternoon. It looks like you got basically everything in. You were practicing your special teams and everything. So you got everything in for the ball game?
Yep. We're ready to go. We've got specials done, offense, defense, so we feel prepared.
Did you spend a lot of time on special teams this week?
Yeah, we did. We introduced one at every practice and then reviewed that day also. So we got them in, and I think we're set with those.
All right, let's talk about the West offense. First of all, they've been talking about speed all week long on that side of the ball. Talk about some of the guys we'll see out there today.
Well, we've got Jed Finsky's going to play a tailback for us, if you know anything about him, you get him in the open field, and he's tough to catch. So that's definitely a key for us. Quarterback with Ryan Medes is same kind of athlete, just speed all over. So, we're going to try to get those guys into a position where they can make a play.
We're going to see the ball up in the air a lot. We're going to see it grounded on the ground. How are we going to attack today?
Well, if I had my way, we'd grind it out the whole time, but I'm sure that's not going to happen. So we're gonna use some spread also. We've got Colin Janicek who threw for thousands of yards. He could throw the ball over the field. So we'll use some spread also to kind of hopefully give us a little bit of advantage.
Will you use a couple of quarterbacks in the ball game today or stay with a starter or what?
Right. We're going to have two. We'll have two that we'll rotate through.
All right. Let's talk about defense. What do you expect over there?
Well, we're just going to try to be as physical as we can up front. We're good, solid tacklers. The speed thing we hope is going to help and get rid of some of their size on the blockers and be able to just run a little bit.
They've got some big boys up front on the opposite side of things. How do you contain that over there?
Good question. We'll find out Saturday. I don't know what we're going to do. We just got to play assignment football and be as big and physical as we can.
All-star games usually come down to a play here and there, maybe a special teams break here and there. Is that the type of game you expect today?
Well, yeah, I think it is. A lot of times you see that, either whether it be a punt block or some kind of a return, that seems to happen in about every all-star game. So hopefully things go our way with that.
Wes has won the last four games in the series here in the Satoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. Got extra pressure on your shoulders today?
Well, I guess it's good and bad. I guess the percentages might be worked back the other way, so we could say that if it happens that East comes back and win, it's their time. But, I don't think there's any pressure. We have what we have, and we do the best that we can.
One thing that is different in the Satoma 8-Man All-Star Football game is you guys are housed all week long at Central Community College, much different than like the Shrine Bowl. You got two different campuses. Just talk about your week and how things go between the two teams at CCC.
Yeah, I think our teams have gotten along real well this week. You never know how those kids are going to react to each other and get along. You're living right next to each other, like you say, for a week, and you're seeing each other 24 hours a day. So, sometimes that can present problems, but boy, these guys have done a great job, and I think they get along real well and mix together well. There's not really a line, and they're not really that separate. So, that's great to see.
All right, good luck to you today.
All right, thank you.
That is the West Head Coach, Andy Schwartz. As we get closer to kickoff here this afternoon, we'll come back and check the starting lineups and get some more pregame information as we continue from the Osborne Sports Complex on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
So the singing of the national anthem here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex here in Hastings, as we get ready for the 35th annual Sertoma All-Star football game here this afternoon. I'm Mike Quell. I'll call play-by-play for you this afternoon. Tyson Abronik and Jeff Babel joins us alongside again. Just a couple of weeks ago, Tyson, it was the Shrine Bowl football game we had down in Lincoln, and now today we return to Hastings for the Sertoma All-Star football game. In the past, a very competitive football game. We expect more of the same here this afternoon.
Yeah, Mike, talking a little bit about the Shrine Bowl that we were just at on this particular Sertoma, the 35th annual Sertoma Classic. We have the East, who actually, we're going to see four players that were in that Shrine Bowl game that we just saw 2 weeks ago with Drew Ott, who actually scored a touchdown as the quarterback for the South. We have his teammate from Giltner, Logan Rath, Garrett Borcher of Pawnee City. He'll get some of the quarterback touches, and then Jordan Baracek joins the East side after playing for the North team on the Shrine Bowl. Then over on the West side of things, it's the speed, and it's the state championship experience with this West side. We have Nash Schindler, back from Elgin Pope John, who beat Guardian Angel Central Catholic for the D1 title. He'll play along his teammate Caleb Pelster. Then you had Jed Finsky, the big play threat running back from Sargent that helped lead their team to the state title, knocking off, of course, powerhouse Howells in D2. And also we'll see the quarterback from Sargent, Guy Finsky. And so you got the strength, the size of the East, you've got the speed of the West. It should make for an interesting football game here. And just a note to pass along, we see the 8-man classic. It's going to be played on a 100-yard field. You typically think of 8-man football as being more wide open, a lot more points scored. But as we saw last year at Adams Central Field for this game, a 7-0 game. Hopefully we'll see more points than that tonight.
They've had some high-scoring affairs here in the 35 games or the 34 games leading up to this point. And like you said, it was a defensive struggle last year, 7-0 in favor of the Western All-Stars. They put together four straight wins here in the series. And like we said, the East looking to turn things around. Jeff Babel is going to join us alongside again here this afternoon. Jeff, your first trip to the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game and a good crowd on hand. We expect a great contest here this afternoon.
We sure do. Just like the Shrine Bowl, you know, contrast of speed and strength, you know, on a much smaller scale here. But these players, they're going to be amped up, you know. Just because it's 8-man doesn't mean it's going to be any less competition. So it's going to be a great game here between the East and West. East has got it, and the West here. East in the yellows and the West in the greens for this one.
Having the coin toss right now on the field here at the Osborne Sports Complex.
A couple of brief little corrections in the program for today.
8-man games usually played on the 80-yard field, going with a 100-yard field here this afternoon. We'll give a quick starting lineup. The Eastern offense today, quarterback will be number 30, Blake Krings. He is a 6'2", 195-pounder out of Humphrey St. Francis. The eye back will be number 20, Troy McQuiston. He is 6'1", 182 out of Newman Grove. The fullback, Cameron Kalen, 5'11", 225 out of Nebraska Christian. Kellen Unvert will be a tight end. He's from Freeman, 6'5", 225 pounds. The end will be number 26, Eric Browning, 6'1", 190 pounds out of Bancroft Rosalie. The center will be Dexter Hansel, 5'11", 215 out of Humphrey. The right guard will be number 50, that is Jordan Berkacek. Berkacek is out of Howell, 6'5", 245 pounds. And the left guard will be Tom Yannock. Yannock is 6'2", 245 pounds from East Butler. That is the Eastern offense here this afternoon. Again, the green team is going to be the Western All-Stars today. The gold team will be the Eastern All-Stars. The West offense will have number 17, he'll be the quarterback. It'll be Ryan Matisse. He is out of Creighton High School. Matisse, 6 foot, 170-pounder. The running back, Jed Finsky, 5'8", 175-pounder out of Sargent. Dylan Leslie will be a running back, 5'11", 210 from Spalding Academy. The end will be Joseph Christian, 6'4", 185-pounder out of Anselmo Myrna. Jacob Olmstead will be the other end. He's a 6'2", 215-pounder out of Overton. The center for the Western All-Stars will be number 53, Jacob Sadoff, 6'2", 70 out of Amherst. The guard will be number 47, Justin Stagemeyer, 6'2", 225-pounder from Arapaho. Caleb Blackoff will be the other guard, 6'1", 250-pounder from Rock County. It'll be the Eastern All-Stars kicking off this afternoon, and here comes the kick. We are underway, the 35th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game, and the opening kickoff is going to go out of bounds down here around the 10-yard line. So the opening kickoff not going according to plan here. They spent a lot of time, as we talked to the coaches during the week, they spent a lot of time on special teams, and that's something you don't normally see in an All-Star game, but they spent considerable time with that this week.
Well, and we've seen it in the Shrine Bowl, Mike, and especially in these All-Star games. That's where that's where it's really going to make the difference is in that special teams. We see a lot of mistakes sometimes on special teams plays, really shift the momentum for the other side. Special teams are an especially big factor here in these All-Star games.
So the Eastern offense is going to come out here and work, first of all. Actually, this is going to be the Western offense coming out first. We'll get this right. They're in the green team. They're going to have a Ryan Matisse in there at quarterback. He's 6 foot, 170-pounder out of Creighton. Sprints out right side and loads the ball downfield. He's got a mound out there, and it's incomplete down at the 42-yard line. Out on the pattern that time was the guy out of Overton, Jacob Olmstead. He was open out there down at about the 42-yard line, but they threw it just a little bit too far. It's an incomplete pass. Back in coverage was Zachary Whitfield out of Central Catholic down here. So it's second down and 10 yards to go.
Looking for the big pass play right off the first play from scrimmage. You mentioned that this West team, they're a team that is built with speed. They have big play potential. Coach Andy Swores in the pregame show, he was talking about how he wanted to open it up a little bit. We'll see what the second play is called.
West has got a lot of speed on this team, especially in the backfield. We'll see what happens here as Matisse comes up under center. The back's in the I formation, turns and sprints down the line of scrimmage, pitches the ball back late. That's across the 35, out to the 40-yard line, out to the 42. Running the ball there was Dylan Leslie, the running back out of Spalding Academy, as he picks up running room from the that's Jed Finsky carrying the ball there as he takes the ball from the 35 out to the 40-yard line. Jacob Tomka out of Clarkston, Nebraska, in the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. So a pickup of 5 yards in the play. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 40-yard line for the West. They're moving from south and north here this afternoon, right to left as we view it from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Now they go with a spread set here with wide receivers split out to the left side as Matisse fakes the ball. He wants to throw it. He does. It's going to be an incomplete pass. An incomplete pass. The intended receiver out there was Kalen Anderson, 5'11", 175-pounder from Loomis, and Zachary Whitfield back there again. It's going to bring up fourth down situation. So the Western All-Stars, they go three plays and out here in their opening series. They'll have to punt the football away. Dropping back deep for the Eastern All-Stars will be Troy McQuiston. McQuiston, 6 foot, 182-pounder out of Newman Grove. The punter this afternoon for the West is going to be the starting quarterback as well, Ryan Matisse out of Creighton. So it's always nice to have your quarterback as a punter. Could be some trick action later on today, looking for a big play. He's going to kick this one away. Good pressure, though. Matisse gets it away. A good high kick. Bounces at the 30. Takes a nice bounce there across the 25, inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line. So a big booming kick. Line of scrimmage was a 40-yard line, and they knock it down into the 13-yard line. So the Eastern All-Stars will come back the other direction. Just underway here in the 35th annual Sertoma Eatman All-Star football game this afternoon from Hastings College. 10:52 to play here in the opening quarter. Referee this afternoon is Kevin Fraber. The umpire is going to be Casey Peterson. The head linesman is going to be Don Clark. The back judge, Ryan Hendricks. The line judge is going to be Bob Talbitzer. And we're underway for the first time here this afternoon for the Western All-Stars, or rather the Eastern All-Stars, with a football as they pound the ball straight ahead. Angles off to the right side, a couple-yard gain in the play. East is going to want to keep the ball on the ground a little bit more than we see out of the Western All-Stars, so we'll see what happens. They've got the power up there. They've got some big boys on this team. 280, 272, 250, 245, 245. Some of the bigger guys for the Eastern All-Stars. They pick up a couple of yards on the play. They bring the ball up to about the 15-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go. They're moving from our left to our right. Their quarterback is Blake Krings. As he's up under center, the backs of the I formation, turns, hands the ball away, sweeps left side, and knocked down after a couple-yard gain. Carrying the ball there was Troy McQuiston out of Newman Grove. He is a 6 foot, 182-pounder as they angle off to the left side. And the tackle is made under by Zane Ellis out of South Loop, 6 foot one, 185-pounder. So it's going to bring up a third down situation. Now third down and about, we'll call it 4 yards to go. The nose of the football is sitting right at the 20-yard line. They're going to bring it out to the 24 for the first down. So it's going to bring a third down and four situation here as they're going with a spread set. We got a first penalty of the ball game as looks like the right guard jumps the gun a little bit over there. That's going to be Jordan Pekacek. He's that big boy from Howells who played in the Shrine Bowl. Kid that's heading to South Dakota State. When he moves, the right guard, the earth moves because he's big, 245 pounds and 6 foot five. jumped the gun a little bit, so that's going to cost him 5 yards here. And now the Eastern All-Stars looking at third down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage has moved back here to the 15-yard line. They go with the spread set again. In fact, like in a T formation, both running backs are standing beside the quarterback back there. And dropping back to throw is going to be Cringe. He's got time as he dances in the pocket. Now flush to the left side. He's going to run the ball to the 10-yard line to the 15. And he's going to be run out of bounds over there on the far side, far short of a first down. In fact, he's going to pick up maybe a yard, and that's about it. So the quarterback, Blake Cringe from Humphrey St. Francis, wanted to throw the football, but good defense by the Western All-Stars. They're going to have to punt the football away. So each team going three plays and out here in their opening series, and now the Western All-Stars will get the ball back and should be in pretty good field position here.
And that was Blake Kring's first possession at quarterback. What we're going to see out of the West is kind of a rotation base. We're going to see out of the East is kind of a rotation base with Krings and Borcher from Pawnee City. So when the East gets the ball next possession, we'll see Borcher in at quarterback and see what he can do with the football.
All right, McQuiston is going to kick the ball away here for the Eastern All-Stars. A good driving kick is going to fall at the 45-yard line. They'll get away from it, and they'll doubt it right about the 43. So the Western All-Stars will have their second possession of the ball game here this afternoon. They were able to pick up a first down on their first series, and they had to punt the football away. Our Satoma E-Man All-Star football game today is brought to you in part by CPI Mr. Tire, also by Bonds Printers, and by Obermiller Seamless of Hastings. First down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage will be the 43-yard line. So the Western All-Stars will have the ball back here, and we'll check the quarterback situation. Naturally, in all these All-Star games that we have seen, they're going to have a variety of players in there. It's going to be still Matisse, the quarterback from Creighton, is going to stay in there. He's got the ball. He wants to run it. He's in trouble, and down he goes back here at the 40-yard line. A loss of 3 yards on the play. Getting through there in a hurry is Drew Ott, number 44. That defense for the East is very good. They've got the Drew Ott lined up as the defensive end, and then stuck right in the middle of the defense. You've got Logan Rath. That's a good guy to have. The Giltner Hornet in there, 6'3", 250 pounds. He's playing nose guard here this afternoon. So Drew Ott in on the tackle there. Now the second down, 13 yards to go. Here's Janicek. He wants to throw the football, and it's going to be caught out here at the 50-yard line. Or did he drop it? Yep, he dropped it over there. Thought maybe that was a great catch at the 50-yard line, but he juggles it, and it falls down to the turf. So now we're seeing the second quarterback in there for the Western All-Stars, Colin Janicek. He's more of a thrower than Matisse. Janicek is 5'11", 160-pounder out of Pleasanton as he comes in there. Now it's third down, 13 yards to go. As he throws the ball here to the near side, it's going to be caught here by Jed Finsky. He's across the 40, 45, comes up close to the 50-yard line. He's brought down there. Still going to be short of a first down. Remember, they had that sack on that first play of this series. So it was third down and long. Trent Musney in on the stop there, the product from Howells. It's going to be about 3 or 4 yards shy of a first down. So now we'll see what the Western All-Stars you like to do here with a football just shy of the 50-yard line. It's fourth down and about 4 yards to go, and they will go into a punt formation here for the second time this afternoon. So the East has held on consecutive series. Ryan Matisse is going to be back into the ball game to punt the football away from Creighton. They got a single safety back there at the 15-yard line. They're going to throw the football out of the punt formation. The ball's going to be caught here at the 45-yard line. That's a first down. Remember, Matisse is also the starting quarterback, and I said there was something that could be working there, and they do it on the second punting opportunity there as they throw the football out of the punt formation as Jed Finsky gets a big reception. That is a first down for the Western All-Stars. They keep the drive alive. Dylan Wilson in on the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars, but that's a first down for the West. So a great play there out of the punt formation by Ryan Matisse, the quarterback from Creighton, who also doubles as the punter here. So the Western All-Stars will keep this drive going. They're across the 50-yard line for the first time here this afternoon. They've got the ball at the East 46-yard line, working from south to north here this afternoon, right to left at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Matisse hands the ball away, putting his head down and driving the ball a couple of yards across the 45-yard line down to about the 43 is Drew Bowers. Jed Finsky into the carry there, number 19 and not 49. Logan Rath, the product out of Giltner, into the stop for the Eastern All-Stars. So second down and 10 yards to go, 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. The second offensive series for the Western All-Stars. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage to 43. Spread set again. Matisse has got the ball. He's going to run it himself.
He's at the 40-yard line, and down he goes, spun down at about the 39 as he tries to get outside. That's a James Stukarath out of Osmond, Nebraska, in the stop there. So the Western All-Stars, they punch the ball into Eastern territory, and I will see if they can complete the task here.
You mentioned a little bit about the Western quarterback situation. You mentioned Janicek was more of a thrower. You see Matisse, he takes off. He's got a little bit of speed there for the West side, so we'll look for that as this game progresses today.
All right, third down and about 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 39-yard line. This is the 35th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. Matisse in there at quarterback. Ball's on the far side. Hash, he hands the ball away. The ball is loose. It's on the turf and a big pileup back here. I think a big pileup down there. The officials look, and it's going to be the Western All-Stars down in the bottom of the stack to cover it up there. I think that was Drew Bowers down there, one of the linemen, to recover the fumble. But now that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. A loss all the way back here to the 46-yard line. So it's fourth down and about 10.5 yards to go. And after converting on a fake punt earlier in this drive, now they're going to have to punt the ball away again. This will be their second punt if they actually get it away. It's a Troy McQuiston dropping back deep. The punter here is a Matisse, and he gets it away. McQuiston settles under at the 11-yard line. He's back to the 15, dancing in the center of the field. Now gets outside to the 20-yard line to the sideline, 25, 30, and knocked out of bounds here at the 35-yard line. That's Troy McQuiston, the running back out of Newman Grove, running out of bounds over here on the near sideline. And should be a good field position here for the Eastern All-Stars as they come back with the football. They're actually the Western All-Stars. The East will have the football here at the 33-yard line as they will come up here on the near side hash mark. The field is 100 yards, but 8-man football a little bit shorter than a regulation 100-yard field for the other guys. So there's a temporary tape laid down on the field here to represent the sidelines here at Lloyd Wilson Field. There's a running play. That's going to be stuffed here. Running the football there was Blake Cranes as he stays in there from Humphrey St. Francis as the quarterback as he called his own number there, and he got knocked down immediately there by the Western All-Stars. So the East, no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Second and 10. The line of scrimmage is the 33-yard line as Blake Cranes stays in there at quarterback, 6'2", 195-pounder. He's in the shotgun set this time, or the simulated shotgun set for 8-man football. He drops back to throw, under pressure, just lofts it up there. It's going to be a jump ball down here. It's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver down here at about the 35-yard line was number 18, Taylor Roan out of Humphrey. Back there in coverage, number 15 was Nash Schindler from Elgin Pope John. He just kind of put a lot of air underneath that, baby, and it was a jump ball down here at the 35-yard line. They had a couple of defenders back there. It was an incomplete pass. Can bring up a third down and 10 situation. 5.5 to play now in the first quarter. No score between the East and the West in the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. Again, they go with a spread set here. As we wait for the snap, Krings about to 5 yards in the backfield here. Behind the center, he's got the ball. Now throws a pass back the other way. It's going to be caught and then a fumble, incomplete pass. That was going to be maybe a fumble over there, but it's going to be ruled an incomplete pass as they take it to the far sideline to McQuiston. That was Nash Schindler again from Elgin Pope John in coverage. Knocked the ball away, but an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up a fourth down. So this may be shaping up exactly the way it was last year, and nobody could score. We're in the first quarter, it's still scoreless.
And I'm a little surprised at how the West has been able to get pressure on the quarterback. We've been talking about the East and the size that the East has. And the West has been so far putting a lot of pressure on Krings and forcing him to make rush throws. That one was just a little screen pass. The receiver took off before he caught the ball, but a lot of pressure for the West side here.
All right, it's going to be another kick here by the Eastern All-Stars. They get it away. Fielded here at the 25-yard line, back to the 30, and down they go, and that's where the West will start. Again at the 30-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Galen Anderson for the Western All-Stars. Blake Krings was down in coverage for the Eastern All-Stars. So it's going to be a first and 10. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Now we've got a timeout. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The East nothing and the West nothing.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and repair collision specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to say congratulations to all the players and coaches playing in this year's Sertoma game. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape. First.
All right, back here at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon. The East nothing and the West nothing. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. The Western All-Stars will have another possession here. First down, 10 yards to go. They've got it at their own 30-yard line. They go with a spread set now. Look at this. Two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right. As their quarterback, Janicek, has got the ball, he flips it back here. And carrying the ball there was Jed Finsky as he takes the ball to the 33-yard line. So it's spread set, and one of those wide receivers comes back and gets a pitch from the quarterback, Colin Janicek, who is now in there at quarterback, the signal caller out of Pleasanton. Finsky carries the ball for a couple of yards. Second down at about 7 yards to go. Tompka in on the stop, and also the Louis for the Eastern All-Stars. Second down, 7 yards to go. They swing the ball out here again to Jed Finsky. He's across the 35 to the 36, 37, 38-yard line before he's drugged down here. Tackle is made by Zachary Whitfield from Central Catholic, and now the Western All-Stars, hey, they've gone to the air now behind their quarterback, Colin Janicek, and they've got a third down and two situation. Football sitting between the 38 and the 39-yard line, moving from our right to our left here this afternoon. Janicek stays in there at quarterback as he's got it again, empty backfield. Now he's going to call his own number. He's in trouble. He slips down. He gets away to across the 40, a first down out to the 44-yard line. He was hemmed in a couple of times. Then the Janicek finds a little seam, gets back on his feet there, and takes the ball across the first down stakes to the 43-yard line. James Stukarath out of Osmond into the stop right there for the Eastern All-Stars. But the West will move the chains here. They get a first down with 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. As they're the team that's moving the ball, but so far, goose egg on the scoreboard. Janicek stays in there at quarterback in the spread set. Wide receivers left and right. Janicek wants to throw. Stands in the pocket. Throws the ball in the center of the field. It's going to be caught here at the 48-yard line after the 50 and run out of bounds. Again, they get the ball to Jed Finsky. He's a good-looking guy out of Sargent, Nebraska. They've got the ball in his hands a couple of times here in this first quarter.
And they're really using Jed Finsky a lot, whether it's on the ground or in the air. He's such a skilled player, and one of the things Coach Swartz loved about him was his speed, and he has that big play potential, and you're seeing that. They're looking to get the ball in his hands and make some big plays here for the East.
All right, second down, and about, 3-4 yards to go. Now the ball is right at the midfield stripe. As Janicek has got the ball, he's going to fake it. Now he's going to carry it himself around the left end across the 50 and smacked out of bounds here at the 47-yard line. A couple of guys over here for the Eastern All-Stars. That was a Whitfield again, as Whitfield knocks him down here. Also, Tompka is over here defensively for the Eastern All-Stars. That's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and about a yard to go. Football between the 47 and the 48-yard line, 3:48 to play. As the Western All-Stars on the march here this afternoon, they have won the last four games here in this series. It was a 7-0 ball game a year ago. 2007 was the last time the East was able to pick up a win. That was 22-14. Third down and about a yard to go. Ball is just outside the 47-yard line, and now the quarterback is up under center. That's going to be the first guy we saw. That's Matisse. As he takes it straight ahead, he should have a first down as the stack has been moved down to about the 46-yard line. So Matisse back in there at quarterback, the product out of Creighton, Nebraska. He moves the stack down to the 45-yard line, and a first down now for the Western All-Stars. So they've been able to move the ball here in the first quarter. They just can't get the completed job done here, Tyson.
Yeah, they've been moving the ball really well. We saw that last possession. That got hurt, I believe, by a penalty or a sack late in there, that second possession. But they were moving the ball quite well as well. We'll see what they can do now that they're on their own side of the 50.
Matisse will stay in there at quarterback with a three wide receivers off to the left side. They come back and they hand the ball away. As they're carrying the ball there was Dylan Leslie, I think, is the guy who actually got the handoff. That's right, Leslie taking the ball down for a couple of yards. Leslie takes it to about the 43. That was DeLui, Luke DeLui out of Deschler High School into the stop there. Second down at about 70 yards to go. We'll give him a pickup of three on that last play. We have hit the three-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Still scoreless between the East and the West. East Rotoma eight-man All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. All the proceeds, of course, going to the Satomas and the Speech and Hearing Foundation of Nebraska, doing a great job, a nice money-making project for the Sertomans here each and every year. Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's that's going to be Matisse carrying the ball. Looked like he wanted to hand off there, but missed the handoff, and he took the ball down to about the 40-yard line. Matisse takes it down to the 40-yard line, so it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down is still about 5 yards to go. Clock is running with 2.5 minutes to play now here in the first quarter. As the play comes in from the coaching staff, Andy Schwartz, the head man from South Loop, is the head coach of the Western All-Stars this afternoon. As they walk up to the line of scrimmage here, Matisse will be up under center this time. The back's in the I formation, looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 5. Here's Matisse, fakes the ball, runs it himself. He's got it opening across the 35, down to the 30-yard line in front down. So Matisse carrying the ball now, and he moves it down to the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Trent Musney out of Howells, Nebraska. Also, Zach Johnson coming up to help out on the stop there. It's first down and 10 yards to go now for the Western All-Stars. This has been an impressive drive by the West.
Yeah, Matisse, you've seen him with that triple option set a couple times here on this drive. That time he calls his zone number, just takes it right up the gut for a nice little 10-yard gain.
So first down and 10 yards to go. They're running the South Loop offense, I think, this afternoon for the most part, as Andy Schwartz is the head coach and calling the plays out there. Here's Matisse, some backside pressure. Look out, he throws the ball. It's going to be caught over there on the far side as Wesley grabs the ball across the 35 to the 30. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. Blake Kreens into the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. Had a lot of backside pressure there. They threw it back that way. That was a deep drop, and it just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, they lost a yard. So a completed pass, and they lost a yard.
Yeah, he's rolling out to the left side, but a good job by the defense on the east side to contain coverage there. Wasn't a lot of options, so he had to roll back out to the west, and it was one of those plays where you as a receiver, you just got to find a way to get your quarterback out of trouble, get open somehow. They throw it across the side of the field, 1 yard loss.
All right, so it's second down and 11 yards to go. They got the ball at the east 31-yard line. Here this afternoon, this is their third drive of this first quarter. Matisse stays in there at quarterback. They've got the three guys off to the left side. Matisse is going to roll this way, and he's going to carry the ball himself across the 30 to the 25 and popped out of bounds to the 23-yard line. So Matisse doing a great job here. That's a Busty again, the product out of Howells, Nebraska, to knock him out of bounds. But now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down is still about, 5-6 yards to go for the Western All-Stars, as they are actually going to spot the football at the 23-yard line now, so closer to third down and 3 yards to go as the play comes in from the near sideline. Western All-Stars dressed in their white football pants this afternoon with their green tops trimmed and lettered in gold. The Eastern All-Stars in their white pants, their gold tops trimmed and lettered in green. Third down and 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 23-yard line. Here's Matisse. He's got the ball again. Breaks outside and slips down at the 22. Falls forward to the 21. Maybe inches his way close to the first down stage. We'll see the official spot the ball. It's going to be just shy of a first down. So Matisse carrying the ball again. That's Michael Houchin from Bruning Davenport Schickley. And Logan Rath out of Giltner making the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. But now we got a fourth down situation for the West. Fourth down and about a yard to go. We're at 14 seconds to play. We'll see if they get this play off before the first quarter expires here. Matisse comes up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to line up in a tight eye set. Matisse calling the signals, looking for some movement up there. And I think somebody did jump off sides. Yeah, they went with a hard snap count up there as Matisse was just barking him up there at the line of scrimmage. I think somebody on the Eastern All-Stars may have jumped off sides. That's the case. There's going to be a penalty marched off against the East. And that's going to give them a first down, so it keeps the drive alive with 1.7 seconds to play now. Here in the first quarter, they march off a 5-yard penalty, and that's going to give them a first down down around the 16-yard line. They'll wind the clock, and that will be the final play of this first quarter. So we have come to a scoreless end of the first quarter here this afternoon in the 35th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. One quarter in the books this afternoon. It's the East nothing and the West nothing.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, and Jeff Babel back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. And Jeff, a scoreless first quarter of play, but a competitive football game. We've seen the West move the ball, but so far unable to punch it in the end zone here this afternoon.
Yep, East and West traded a couple three and outs, you know, a fake punt here and there. Well, West right now driving with the two-headed quarterback monster of Janicek and Metis of Creighton. Coach Schwartz was on. He wanted to let Janicek go is what he was saying, and now they used the hard count. They got first and 10 here.
All right, so we're going to start the second quarter with the Western All-Stars down here at the 15-and-a-half-yard line. They're going to work north to south now here in the second quarter of play. Left to right here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Matisse. He hands the ball away. That's going to be Fenske again trying to get outside, and down he goes. They wrestle him down. It's like a cowboy as he takes him down there to about the 10-yard line. He was initially stopped at about the 13. Fenske kept his feet moving there. And a Trent Musty from Howells, stop there for the Eastern All-Stars as they take the ball down to the 10-yard line. So a great run by Fenske as he moves the pile down to the 10-yard line. They're going to bring up a second down and five situation. So Fenske has carried the ball well. He's the product out of Sargent, Nebraska, 5'8", 175-pounder. The Western All-Stars, this is the first real threat here this afternoon to put some points on the scoreboard. They've got it second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 10-yard line. Fenske comes up. That's going to be Matisse in there at quarterback. And now we've got a timeout here for the Western All-Stars. So something was not right there in the play that they had called. So wisely enough, they call a timeout for the Western All-Stars. They don't want to make a mistake down here. Opportunities might be far and in between. Second down and 5 yards to go. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. The West nothing and the East nothing.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
11-11 to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. The Western All-Stars in the Sertoma A-Man All-Star football game. Now with the ball in the red zone for the first time this afternoon. They've got it down here at the 10-yard line of the east. As Ryan Matisse has got the ball, the quarterback, as he comes to his left side, he's in trouble, tries to flip the ball away. Gets it back. Is there a fumble back there? I think so. Matisse trying to make something happen back there. He fumbles the football, and the Eastern All-Stars on top of it here. So the big break goes in the way of the Eastern All-Stars, and a golden scoring opportunity was thwarted right there. Matisse, at the very last second, just tried to make something happen there and tried to flip the ball away to one of his running backs back there, and the fumble the football away, and the East is on top of it. A big, big break.
It was an extremely ill-advised pitch for Matisse. The East taking advantage here. The first real scoring threat going by the wayside, as you say, Mike. Just an ill-advised pitch, and the East takes advantage.
All right, so the Eastern All-Stars have got to football here. They'll start off with the quarterback up under center as they hand the ball away, and that's not going too far at all. They're just trying to pound the ball straight ahead. This is Garrett Borcher in here now. He's the quarterback out of Pawnee City, 5'11", 205-pounder out of Pawnee City. Quarterback wearing number 32. Get used to that here. They don't worry about that in these All-Star games, but Borcher, the quarterback wearing 32 out there. Each player wearing their individual helmets as far as their schools are concerned. So a variety of color helmets out there. There's a handoff to Troy McQuiston from Newman Grove
as he takes the ball for a couple of yards right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there as he spins away and takes the ball up to about the 25-yard line. Nash Schindler from Elgin, Pope John, into the stop there for the Western All-Stars. So the East has not been able to do too much here offensively so far in this football game. In fact, I don't even know if they have a first down yet. It's third down at about 6 yards to go. They got the ball at their own 25-yard line. Borcher fakes a couple of times, runs it himself, crashes his way across the 28 to the 29 to the 30, leans forward to the 31, and just as we say, they haven't picked up a first down. They may achieve that goal here on the running play by the quarterback, Garrett Borcher. Now they're going to call the change in from the far sideline. And they're going to say, nope, they're not even going to bring him, and they're going to say that's good enough. 31-yard line will be the line of scrimmage. That's good enough. So the East picking up their first down of the ball game here this afternoon. It comes with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. Garrett Borcher up under center. This is their tight set as they turn and hand the ball away again. That's a Troy McQuiston as he powers his way across the 35 to the 36, 37-yard line. So McQuiston picking about 6 yards on the play. Caleb Pelster out of Elgin Pope John into the stop there for the Western All-Stars. So a pickup there of about, 6 yards into play. Second down and 4. East in and out of the huddle in a hurry here with their quarterback, Garrett Borcher. They come up to the line of scrimmage again. Tight set. Two tight ends with an eye formation. They're just going to pound the ball away here. Borcher pitches the ball back. That's McQuiston. Stretch play to the near side as he is knocked out of bounds here. At him out to 38. So a pickup of 2 yards into play. Nash Schindler again. End of the stop there for the Western All-Stars. So this is what the East wanted to do. They thought they had the advantage, maybe powering the football. They got some big boys up there on that offensive line. They just figure they're going to power the ball now against the Western All-Stars.
And if I'm on the East defensively, I am like, come on, guys, slow it down. Don't run like this. I mean, the Western offense just took about 7 minutes off the clock with that last drive. They want to see this maybe a little bit slower pace here.
Third down and 3 yards to go. Here's a handoff, and getting the carry there is going to be Trent Musney. Out of Howells, Nebraska, he spins away up to about the 40-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Nash Schindler. And that's going to be short of a first down. So guess what? The Western All-Stars will have to punt the football away. So after they get one first down, now they're going to have to punt the ball away here on fourth down and a yard from the 40-yard line. Or will they?
They're all lining up offensively. Yeah. Drew Ott at the fullback.
So they're not going to punt the football. That's a Drew Ott. He's going to carry the ball for a yard and more as he brings it across the 40 out to about the 43. So Drew Ott lines up on the offensive side there in the shotgun set for eight-man football. He takes the snap and he just goes straight ahead there and he powers his way. I like my chances there. Drew Ott scored a touchdown in the Shrine Bowl from 1 yard out. He receives the snap there and goes straight ahead. When you're 6'4", you're 240 pounds. I like your chances to gain a yard.
Perfect play call there from the East when they only needed 1 yard to go. You're right, Mike.
First down and 10 yards to go there. That's the second first down for the Eastern All-Stars here in the ball game. And here comes another penalty flag out there. I think somebody moved up front before the snap was away by the Eastern All-Stars. That's going to be an illegal procedure call, illegal motion call against the East, so that'll cost them 5 yards. And it'll move the ball back to the 39-yard line. This is the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Temperature was at 76 degrees at game time this afternoon. Winds out of the north at 10 miles per hour. Rain here this morning, but it's turned out to be a beautiful day today here in Hastings. Here's McQuiston getting the carry here on a stretch play to the right side. Another penalty flag goes down as McQuiston goes down at the 42-yard line. He gets a couple of yards, but again, we might have a penalty here against the Eastern All-Stars. It could be a hold there as McQuiston trying to take the ball to the far sideline as he has spun out of bounds over there. As the officials meet, there's the indication, a holding call in the Eastern All-Stars. So back-to-back penalties now for the East, and they've got the 38 Studebaker in reverse this afternoon.
They are going the wrong way at 15 yards of penalties here on the last two plays. What was a really good drive going 2 first downs, now they're back to about where they started this drive on the 30.
Now they're going to be talking with the captains over there. They might decline this penalty or what. As they make the call over here, it's going to be a holding call on the offense as the officials getting things straightened out here. It's going to bring up a first down situation. First down and about 15 yards to go. Nope, they're going to move the ball back here now. They're going to move her back here to about the 29-yard line. So first down and long for the Eastern All-Stars. So back-to-back penalties on the East and what looked like a a chance here. They had the momentum after recovering that fumble. After the Western All-Stars took the ball down inside the red zone for the first time this afternoon, they cough up the pig. And now the East trying to get something going here offensively. Here's Borchers carrying the ball as he hurdles his way out to across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Picks the ball up inside it, and Borchers carries the ball, the product out of Pawnee City. He's another guy who went to the Shrine Bowl a couple of weeks ago, and we'll be seeing him in the next couple of years. He's on his way to Doane College in Crete. Doane with a good recruiting class here this year, under their head coach, Matt Franzen. And Garrett Borcher is one of the guys from Pawnee City that will be going there. Second down and 16 yards to go. Now Borcher again faced the ball. He's carried himself across the 40. Bounces off of a man at the 43-yard line. He's brought down at the 44. So now they're back up to about the original line of scrimmage after those back-to-back penalties. Tackle was made in there by Jordan Russell out of Garden County. He's 6'1", 215 pounds for the Western All-Stars. It's going to bring up a third down. Third down and about, 11 yards to go officially. The football sitting between the 43 and the 44-yard line. The Eastern All-Stars moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter of play, south to north here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Borchers waiting for the snap. He's got it, fakes the ball. Now wants to throw. Borchers dancing in the pocket. Here comes the pressure. He is hit, and down he goes. Or he slips away, but they called him dead back here at the 35-yard line. That was Aaron Kronk getting in there, the first guy to beat him, but he had a lot of help. Aaron Kronk, 6'3", 210-pounder out of Clearwater Orchard. Borchers had time, but then that pocket broke down. He had nowhere to go, and down he went.
Again, we're talking about this, and this is a developing storyline in this game. We talked about the East having all of that help in the trenches, how the East was going to win this battle, and so far the West doing a great job defensively getting pressure to Borcher and really putting them in difficult situations like this 4th and 11.
Here's a McQuiston. He's going to punt the football away now for the Eastern All-Stars. He gets away a good booming kick. It's going to drop down here at the 25-yard line and finally picked up back there by the Western All-Stars as they come down the near sideline. 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5 still on his feet. He takes it in there for the touchdown. That's Kalen Anderson bringing the ball back there. The 5'11", 175-pounder out of Loomis, Nebraska. He returns the punt for a touchdown, and the Western All-Stars out on top here with 5:15 to play.
And that's the way you want to do it, right? Drop the ball first. Taking his eyes off, looking where to run. He drops the football. I've never seen a player be able to turn something that looks so catastrophic right away. He was able to break three or four tackles down the sideline. What a great run back there for the West to get on top early.
He brought it to the nearest sideline. They had the wall set up, and Kalen Anderson takes it. Look at the official yardage there. Looked like about a 75-yard punt return by Kalen Anderson, the product out of Loomis, Nebraska. And the Western All-Stars have got the lead over the East here this afternoon. The score is 6-0. Now we've got the extra point coming up here. And these extra points, they could be something of a trick here this afternoon. Again, not a lot of time for either team on special teams, but here comes the kick, and it's going to be up there, and it's going to be no good off the left side. So the Western All-Stars unable to cash in. It was Corey Kindler from Alma, the extra point kicker there, and he misses the PAT, but we've got a score in the ball game. It comes with 5:15 to play in the second quarter. They're going to officially say 73 yards on the punt return, and the West has got the lead. We'll take a break with a score. The West 6 and the East nothing.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency and you, your winning combination. Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolley and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
So a 73-yard punt return by Kalen Anderson for the Western All-Stars. The PAT no good, so a 6-0 ball game as the West will tee up the pig here at the 40-yard line. They're into the football, and look at this kick. It goes into the end zone. A great kickoff there. It goes into the end zone, and the The Eastern All-Stars will come out. First down and 10 of their own 20. They've got no specific category for the longest punt return in the Stratoma 8-man All-Star football game. They've got the kickoff returns and the punts all in one category. The longest return was 79 yards set in 1986 by Darwin Snyder out of Winnebago. That record will still stand. 79 yards on that return. This one was 73 by Kalen Anderson. But we've got ourselves a score in the ball game now. 6-0 is the score with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter as the Eastern All-Stars will come back out here. And Borchers is going to stay in there at quarterback for his second consecutive series as he brings the ball across the 20 out to about the 23-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Ryan Porter, number 55. And also a Ross Poyser, who's in there from Alma, and also a Ryan Porter on that last stop. So a pickup of a couple of yards on a play there by Borchers. We'll give him a pickup of about 3, second down and 7 yards to go. Now, the East doesn't look like it's going to be a team that's going to be able to come from a large deficit, so they need to get something going here offensively late in this second quarter of play. As Borchers, again, fakes the ball, he's going to carry it. He's got a seam over here, 25-30, and he comes out to the 31-yard line before he's knocked down. He's going to have a first down out there as he brings it across that 30. Tackle is made in there by Chance Younger out of the Western All-Stars, the product out of Bertrand, Nebraska, 5'10", 165-pounder. So a first down for the Western All-Stars. They have moved the ball out here to about the 32-yard line. First and 10 at the 32. They're going to go with the two tight ends here. They'll go with an I formation. Borchers in there at quarterback as they continue to just pound the ball here against the Western All-Stars here this afternoon. At least they're going to try to do that. Borchers this time hands the ball away. And carrying the mail there is going to be Cameron Kalen. Caleb Pulster again on the stop for the Western All-Stars. His angle off to the right side, and they take the ball up to the 39-yard line. They're going to bring up a second down situation. Boy, the East in and out of the huddle in a hurry here, not wasting a whole lot of time. Second down and 3 yards to go. Football is at the 39-yard line. Man goes in motion off of the far sideline. Borchers hands the ball away. That's going to be the eye back that was in there. We'll see, is that a new guy in there? As they bring the ball up to about the 42-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Troy McQuiston, I believe, as he takes the ball close to the first down stakes. As he brings it to the 42, the officials look to the sideline. They say, yeah, that's good enough. Another first down for the Eastern All-Stars. 3:53 to play here in the second quarter. The West out on top, trying to make it 5 in a row here in the series. They've got a 6-0 lead on a 73-yard punt return here in the second quarter of play. Borchers again at the line of scrimmage. Man goes in motion. McQuiston off of the far sideline. Borchers bellies to the fullback, sweeps right side, and spun down at the 45-46-yard line. Over there on the stop for the Western All-Stars was a Chance Younger again from Bertrand, Nebraska. Pickup of a couple, and it's going to bring up a second down situation. So second down at about 6 yards to go. The East moving from our right to our left, trying to get on the scoreboard here at the end of the second quarter. Still got 3:20 to play, but they're in their own territory at the 46. As Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City was the quarterback, and now he's going to be replaced out there. And coming in is going to be Krings again. He got the first couple of series, and now he wants to throw the football as a left-hander throws it up. He's got a man out there. The baby's going to be caught down here at the 25-yard line to the 20. Getting behind the defensive back back there was Taylor Roan out of Humphrey. Roan, 5'11", 180-pounder, so they bring in Blake Cranes, the left-hander from Humphrey St. Francis, throws it up there. Got it down to a Taylor Roan, and now the East might be taking points here. The end of the second quarter, a great throw there. And Roan hauls it in at the 23-yard line. That's going to be a first down for the Eastern All-Stars. And now they've got something going here with under 3 minutes to play, 2:50 as they come up to the line of scrimmage. That's Borchers back in there at the quarterback for the product here as they go straight ahead as they just pound the ball for a couple of yards. Carrying the ball there was Cameron Kalen again from Nebraska Christian. He's a big old boy too, 6'2" and a 225-pounder. Jacob Olmstead out of Overson in on the stop there for the Western All-Stars. It is second down here with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Second down at about 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now at about the 18-yard line. Borcher hands the ball away again to the same guy. That was Kalen. Cameron Kalen from Nebraska Christian. He gets a couple of yards as he just angles off of the right side. That's a Ryan Porter in the stop out of Brady, Nebraska. He's a big boy, 6'3" and 270 pounds. He hasn't missed too many meals. Third down and 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 15. As they walk up to the line of scrimmage, wasting a lot of time here. They got McQuiston split out to the right side. Now one back behind Borcher. Borcher fakes the ball to him. He's going to try to take it himself. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Borcher trying to sweep to the left side that time. He is knocked down into play. That's Ryan Porter again as he hops onto the back of the quarterback. Garrett Borcher drops him for a couple of yard loss. And now we got a fourth down situation. We got a timeout called here. Fourth down. At about 4 yards to go as the last in the play is back to the 17-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and four. When we come back, we'll take another break with the score. The West 6 and the East nothing.
JSGK Catering has catered everywhere from weddings to cornfields. Give JSGK Catering a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244 for more information. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath would like to say congratulations to Logan Rath and Drew Ott playing in today's Sertoma All-Star Game. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in today's game. Remember JSGK Catering for your next special event. That number again, 402-849-2244.
All right, 1 minute and 38 seconds to play here, second quarter. 6-0, the West has got the lead. Normally you would think field goal here, but in an all-star game at an eight-man level, maybe not.
Well, and especially when you have that number 44 on your team as well. We saw him get the fourth down conversion in this game for the West. He's back, or excuse me, the East, and he's back in the game again.
Yeah, so Drew Ott back in there at quarterback now for the Eastern All-Stars. They'll go with two tight ends and look for Drew Ott, maybe just carry the ball here. But look out, we got to somebody jumping. That was the right guard up there jumping up front. That was Berkacek again, Jordan Berkacek. That's the second time today he's jumped up there. We'll see, maybe he was drawn off by the Western All-Stars. Here comes the penalty, illegal procedure against the gold team. That's the East team. It cost him 5 yards, so now head coach Bob McAvoy might rethink things here. They had Drew Ott in there at the quarterback looking for maybe 4 yards, but now with a 5-yard penalty, they're going to think otherwise, and Drew Ott's going to head off of the field here. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 9 situation. This ball is brought back here to the 21-yard line. And now what are they going to do? Looks like they're going to go for it again. Now we got McQuiston in the Wildcat formation. Standing back there, McQuiston turns, hands, nope, he's going to fake it. He's going to come to the other side, 20, 15. He's still on his feet as he dances his way out to about the 12-yard line. And that's going to be, very close to a first down. We'll see where he was knocked out of bounds. It was Chance Younger over here knocking him out of bounds. They're going to spot the football and see the officials huddling over here on the near side. He stepped out of bounds at about the 13, and it looks like he's going to be short by about a yard. So McQuiston gave it a chance there as they lined up in the eight-man Wildcat formation there. McQuiston just swept to the left side. He nearly got to the first down stakes, but he was about a yard shy. So the Eastern All-Stars will turn the ball away. That was a long time-consuming drive, but they come up with a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Well, and your defense is going to be setting back and thinking pass in that situation. Good attempt from the coach there to try to make something happen on the ground. It fell just about a yard short.
All right, so now we got the Western All-Stars back out there. That's Janicek. He's going to call his own number as he swoops it to the left side, brings it to the 19, and a penalty flag goes down. A second penalty flag goes down. You don't think these guys are playing for something out there? We got a couple of penalty flags out there after Janicek. Colin Janicek from Pleasanton takes the ball for a couple of yards off on the left side. And the officials, again, will confer with a minute and 25 seconds to play. We'll check the halftime scoring, some halftime stats coming up for you. In just a couple of minutes, our analysis of the first two quarters of play. We hope to get a couple of words with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, who is hosting the Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon as they get ready for another season coming up here. Tony expected to stop by at halftime here today. We're going to have a personal foul against the West. We've also got another penalty against the West here. So the West guilty of a couple of infractions late in this second quarter of play with a buck 25 left. And Jeff, so far it's been a case of missed opportunities here for the Western All-Stars. In the East, they had a chance and they couldn't convert. So, thus we have the 6-0 ball game so far.
Yeah, missed turnovers, punt return. That's a huge punt return. Other than the punt return, a lot of three and outs, a lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers on downs. The West, the East had a big drive there,
come up
1 yard short, and let's see if they can capitalize here with just a minute 26 here to go in the half.
But now they're going to be backed up here. They're going to bring the ball all the way back to in between the 4 and the 5-yard line. So it's first down and 20 yards to go. Ball pushed back here to about the 4.5-yard line. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play as the Eastern All-Stars will call a timeout. It's going to be the Eastern All-Stars calling the timeout here. They want to make sure they don't make a big mistake down here and something that could lead to some points for the Western All-Stars. So we have got a timeout here. We'll take a break. 1:21 to play here in the second quarter. It's the West out on top of the East. Final score is 6-0.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College here this afternoon. Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, and Jeff Babel. This is the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon. We've got the Western All-Stars. They are backed up following a couple of penalties. First down and 20 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is their own 4-yard line. They're just trying to get back into the locker room here. Colin Janicek is the quarterback from Pleasanton. Drops back then deep to his own end zone. He wants to air the ball out down the near sideline. He's got a man out here. It's caught at the 35, 40, 45, 50. At the 40 to the 30-yard line. It's cut from behind. That's Tate Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's out here. As Sybil hauls it in and finally caught from behind by Dylan Wilson. But, hey, no problem. You're going to throw 8 yards deep in your own end zone. They air it out down the near sideline. Sybil hauls it in, and now the Western All-Stars could be taking points here. They still got a minute and 10 seconds to play. Finally caught from behind down here at the 30-yard line of the Eastern All-Stars. A great call there by Bob McAvoy.
We talked about the speed. We talked about the passing ability, the ability to open up this offense. 68-yard pass play there. Janicek, he can throw that pig around.
It should be Andy Schwartz, the head coach for the Western All-Stars, with that play call there. Now Janicek wants to throw the ball again. Again, they come back here to a Sybil, and that time he can't make the catch here at the 15-yard line.
Pass from Colin Janicek.
So it takes Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's. He's actually a quarterback up there at St. Mary's, playing a wide receiver for the Western All-Stars here this afternoon, but he hauls that big pass in there. And the West team has got a 6-0 lead. They're taking points here with a minute and 5 seconds to play as they've got the ball down here at the East 30-yard line. Staying in there at quarterback is going to be Janicek as he threw that last one out of the deep in his own end zone. He throws another one to the far sideline there. It's going to be caught as they move the ball down to about the 22-yard line. Now the reception that time is going to be Dylan Lyne from Sumner Eddyville Miller. Dylan Lyne from Sumner Eddyville Miller, 6'3", 185-pounder. Tackle is made by Garrett Borcher out of Pawnee City. So it's third down and about 3 yards to go. Here's Janicek. Quarterback draws. He takes it down to the 19-yard line. Borcher into the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. And that's going to be very close to a first down here as the officials look again to the far sideline. They said, yeah, let's move the chains here. Clock is running with 37.8 seconds to play now. Stop momentarily while they get the ball set. First down, 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 19. Now they'll roll the clock here. Janicek in the gun as he backs up, rolls to his right, surveys the field, cocks the arm, throws the ball, jump ball into the end zone, incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. They had a man out there in the end zone. Was a Dylan Lyne from Sumner Eddyville Miller, but he can't come up with a reception there for the touchdown. Back there in coverage was a Zachary Whitfield out of Central Catholic. Lyne is another quarterback that they have on the roster from Sumner Eddyville Miller. That was an incomplete pass. Another clock is stopped with 27.7 seconds to play. Western All-Stars down here at the 19.5-yard line. Janicek again with the ball, rolls to his right, pumps once, fires the ball in the center of the field. It's going to be caught down there as they take it to the 2-yard line to the 1. Brought down there. That is a Tate Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's as he hauls that baby in as he is stopped at the 1-yard line now with 21.3 seconds to play. The West still with a couple of timeouts here. And they're going to burn one of them right now. They've got the ball inside the 1-yard line. As Colin Janicek from Pleasanton, Nebraska, has moved the ball right down the field. This drive started way back there following those penalties. This drive started at the 4-yard line. They're now down at the other end down here inside the 1. We've got a timeout. 21.3 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score of the West 6, the East nothing.
Sometimes it's not about what you know, but who you know. For instance, you know your local Farm Bureau agent, and Farm Bureau agents know health insurance. You know you need health insurance, and we'll work with you to find the coverage that's right for you. So give us a call today. You know where to find us.
In Hastings, contact Marty DeMuth at 402-463-2111. When you need health insurance, Marty DeMuth knows health insurance.
Securities and services offered through FBO Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
All right, so the Western All-Stars, they started this drive with their own four. They're now inside the one at the East, already leading by the score of 6-0 here in the ballgame. Janicek to Sybil has been the connection so far in the second quarter.
Yeah, and just really on two big pass plays. We had that one that we just heard there, the 17-yard pass play to get him in scoring range here as they line up towards the goal line. And, of course, that 68-yard bomb when they were on the 4-yard line as well.
So now they've got a first down and goal situation. The ball inside the 1-yard line. And their quarterback is going to be Matisse again. Matisse puts his hand down, tries to crash forward. He leans, and he's in there for the touchdown. Ryan Matisse, the 6-foot, 170-pound quarterback from Creighton, Nebraska, stuffs it in the end zone, a 1-yard touchdown, and the West goes out on top by a score of 12-0 here in this one. So that one occurs with 18 seconds left here in the second quarter of play. And now we'll try they missed the first extra point. Will they go for two here? We'll check it out as Ryan Matisse takes it in there from 1 yard out from Creighton, making a 12-0 ball game. Like we said earlier, I don't think the East offense is built to come from a huge deficit. This might be too much already. 12-0 is the score, 18 seconds remaining, and they will go for a two-point conversion here because they missed on the first conversion attempt. They'll start this from the 3-yard line. A two-point conversion from the 3-yard line. Matisse has got the ball. He's under pressure. He wants to throw it. He does. It's going to be an incomplete pass. An incomplete pass. His intended receiver was Jed Pinsky, but that one was blown up right from the very start there, so the two-point conversion is no good. But we've got a touchdown in there, a 1-yard touchdown plunge by Ryan Matisse. 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the West 12 and the East nothing.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The tires and sizes you need, like the Cooper CS4 Touring with extra grip in rain and snow. Size 225 60R16, buy three, get the fourth free while supplies last. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on into CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Mike Will, Tyson Evronik, Jeff Babel back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. The Satoma 8-man All-Star football game today. The West out on top by a score of 12-0. 18 seconds to play. And here's another kickoff by the West. It's driven into the end zone again. Tell you what, Corey Kindler out of Alma, Nebraska, he's pounding the ball. He was a late addition to the roster. He replaces Kogan Thompson out of Kennesaw, who could not play in the ball game, and he was a late replacement. So Corey Kindler doing the kicking chores this afternoon for the West, and he's quite getting the job done for the Western All-Stars. Another touchback. The East will come out now on their own 20-yard line, and they got 18 seconds to play. They've got a couple of first downs in the ball game, but really have not really threatened to score yet in this one. We'll see what their head coach, Bob McAvoy, elects to do here, the product out of Humphrey, Nebraska, as he's got the spread set. They're going to try the old flea flickers. They throw it to the far sideline. Now McQuiston wants to throw the ball back to the quarterback here on the near side. It's going to be picked off. Trying to get it back to Blake Cranes, and the ball's going to be picked off down the right sideline. 20, 15. He's run out of bounds. That's to Sybil again on defense this time. Tate Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's. And now with 3.5 seconds to play, the West has got the ball down here at the 15-yard line. So they try a little dipsy-doo there. They threw it to the far sideline to McQuiston, who tried to come back to the quarterback downfield, Blake Cranes, and the ball was picked off there by Tate Sybil. Sybil returns the ball. Now we got a field goal attempt coming up here. That's going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt And the kicker is going to be Corey Kindler out of Alma. So a 32-yard field goal attempt is coming up. We've got a timeout first. So they go to the bag of tricks here, and it backfires. And now the Western All-Stars with a chance to put three more points on the board.
Yeah, Mike, and Sybil is lining himself up to be the offensive and defensive player of the game there.
What if that's ever been done?
I've checked the record books here during halftime. I don't know if that's been done, but Sybil with a great run back, too. I think setting them up in field goal position here was that run back. Just didn't take the interception, running out of bounds, had the smarts, was looking at the clock, knew where he was on the field. Yeah, a great interception. I don't know on the trick play there whether that was the right time to call it. You only got 18 seconds. You might as well just kind of run the clock out, get regrouped, try for that trick play, and that backfires on them big time.
So a couple of turnovers we've seen in this ball game so far today. Now the Western All-Stars have got a chance to maybe tack on three more. I would certainly think that Corey Kindler has got enough leg. We have seen him on kickoffs pound the ball into the end zone. So this is going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt from the near side hash, trying to cash in on that interception return by the product out of O'Neill St. Mary's in there. That was Tate Sybil. So this is going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt. The holder is going to be Colin Janicek on the near side hash mark. Ball is down, and here comes Kindler's into the football. It's certainly long enough. He drills that baby through the uprights. It is good from 32 yards out. So the interception will cost him 3 points. And a 32-yard field goal there by Corey Kindler as he knocks her through the pipes here at Lloyd Wilson Field. And the West has got the lead here at halftime in the 39th annual Sertoma, or actually the 35th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. A score at halftime. It is the West 15 and the East nothing. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best, Obermiller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master-certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple-pane, lifetime-warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless, for a beautiful, energy-efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon. The Sittin' Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Sertoma 8-Man Classic.
Trying to pass it, gives it the end zone, got it!
Sittin' Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
Mike Lowe, Tyson Ervonik, and Jeff Babel back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. The 35th Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. The West out on top of the East by a score of 15-0. All the scoring has been here in the second quarter of play. Kalen Anderson, a 73-yard punt return for the West at the 5:15 mark. The point after touchdown was no good. They made the score 6-0. Then Ryan Matisse took it in from 1 yard out with 18 seconds to play. Two-point conversion, no good. That made the score 12-0. Then the East, on their next possession, they go with a little dipsy-doodle play there. They threw the ball downfield on a quarterback throwback pass, and it was interception. It was intercepted by Tate Sybil out of O'Neill St. Mary's. Return downfield, and finally, last play of the second quarter, the West got a 39-yard field goal by Corey Kindler out of Alma, Nebraska. It's a 15-0 ball game here at halftime. The West out on top of the East, as they have looked pretty good here in the second quarter, as Tyson will total up the numbers in the first half. Jeff, observations through the first two quarters.
Well, with that first quarter, it was kind of like slow back and forward, three and outs. And then in the second quarter, like you said, you know, maybe it was the rust that was wearing off finally, you know, all these practices with players you're not familiar with, maybe the offense. Tate Sybil, man, he's this tall, athletic kid out of O'Neill St. Mary's. I've actually watched Tate grow up since he was a little kid, and you could just see him develop, and he jumps up there, grabs that interception, he jumps up and grabs that ball down at the one, which allowed Metis to run it in from 1 yard. So you know, the West. Andy Schwartz was telling us on the Doug and Daddy Show earlier this week, you know, they got skilled players out their ears, and they wanted to use them, give to the outside, and that's exactly what they're doing, and that's what is the main reason they're up 15-0 right now.
All right, so they've got the lead here heading into the second half of play, and it was really the passing of Colin Janicek in that second quarter of play, teaming up with Sybil to take the ball downfield, but Janicek is really the guy who got him started here.
Yeah, once they found Colin Janicek, and you know, he had mentioned on the pregame show, we were talking with him, he said Janicek just threw the ball all over for Pleasanton during this last football season, and he finds Tate Sybil. Colin Janicek, 5-for-8 passing attempts, has 121 yards, 85 of which are for Sybil, and those were only two receptions for Sybil. Sybil's only two receptions in the ballgame, 85 yards on that long scoring drive that we saw that put him up 12-0 at that point. Then, of course, the field goal there. Jed Fitzke, the leading rusher for the West team, with 26 yards. Over to the East, a little bit of different stories. Jeff, you were mentioning about their kind of ground-and-pound offensive style. They've only had three passing attempts, only one completion, but that completion was for 30 yards. I think they're going to, if the West wants to get back into this football game, excuse me, the East, they're going to have to start throwing that ball around to Blake Krings, the quarterback there. It seems like he has the ability to put that ball through the air. Other than that, it's kind of been Garrett Borcher, the quarterback for the East side. He has the lead in the rushing yards here for the East with 34 yards on the ground, and we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of that option with Borcher trying to run the football. He's got 34 yards. So far, as we mentioned, the West, great job defensively, getting pressure on the East, forcing them into bad situations, forcing them into long fourth down situations, and then the penalties have been another thing. We've seen the West get really good drives going and then having to get put out of field goal range, out of scoring range because of bad mental mistakes. And turnovers, of course, that big one right there at the end that put them right in field goal range. The special teams is coming into play. All these things that we talked about in the pregame show are starting to come into play with the West punt return, the big interception, and that's how we have a 15-0 West lead at halftime.
We're at halftime of the Sesoma 8-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon, being honored last year's most outstanding players. That's Garrett Reese out of Pleasanton for the West and Cody Stolp out of West Point Central Catholic for the East, being honored here at halftime here this afternoon. Again, 15-0 is the score. The Western All-Stars out on top of the Eastern All-Stars here at the break. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, who is hosting the annual event here this afternoon. And we'll come back and talk about the Broncos and what's ahead for the 2012 season as we continue on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 15-0 is the score. The West out on top, and we're going to bring in at halftime the head man for Hastings College, the Broncos, as they get ready for another season coming up. Of course, Hastings College hosting the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon. Tony Harper will join us at halftime. Coach, good to see you again.
I appreciate y'all having me up here.
Tell you what, getting the itch again. The season will be here before we know it.
I know. We just finished up with 7 days of camp, and then coming out here and watching these young men play around gets you pretty excited.
You've had a busy time here since the spring ball and since the last season. You had the spring ball during March and April. How'd things go there?
It went pretty good. We learned a lot about ourselves on the offense. We put a little pressure on those guys. They're going to have to score some points and help us out this year on defense. But I really liked their attitude and how hard they worked.
Hastings College, 6-4 a season ago. Your first year as a head coach at Hastings College. Now you enter your second season, and this is going to be kind of different because in the past you were the defensive coordinator, and you've had some strong guys, some strong teams on the defensive side of the ball. That might not be the case this year.
We've been very fortunate the past 5 or 6 years. You know, Coach Merck did a great job getting some guys in here. We had good players, the Hemgees, the Callens, the Indianas, and those guys. And when you replace that much talent every year, you know, we're looking for some leadership, and there's some guys who are going to have to step up and play. And whether they're freshmen or seniors, we'll just see what can do. We got a lot of work ahead of us, but they're working pretty hard right now.
Defensive side of the ball will be our biggest question mark entering the 2012 season, only because, were you going to be so young over there?
Yeah, I mean, we graduated our starting free safety, starting defensive end, Chase Langenberg, who was all-conference, graduated 4 of our 5 starting linebackers who were all-conference. So we're going to hear a lot of new voices and new names out there next year. We're just going to have to do a great job as coach and put them in the right spots.
That side of the ball, you had some young kids that step up a season ago, and particularly a couple of linebackers a year ago.
Yeah, we did. You know, Quincy Johnson, he's got a great future ahead of him, and I think Braulio Castillo, he's a guy that can run around and continue the legacy left. And we're pretty good up when John Malise will be coming back for his 4th year defensive end. So we got some guys over there that's got a little experience that, you know, we rotate a lot. But there's going to be expectations over there, and they got to step up and play.
Defensive side of the ball, is this something that we kind of learn as the season goes on? We're going to make some mistakes early, and then hopefully it can catch up with us later on?
We do a lot of checking and some different things like that, rolling our coverages, and that, you know, to be honest with you, it takes 2-3 weeks to get that kind of figured out. Now, fortunately, our secondary we feel like should be a strong suit for us. But we got to make sure we get our checks in the right way, and that's communication. And if you don't know the guy that's standing beside you, haven't played with him for 3 or 4 years, then it takes some time to learn that. So we're going to take our bumps early, but I think our guys are ready.
Offensive side of the ball, maybe completely opposite, 180 degrees out of phase. We've got some experience over there.
I tell you what, I'm not putting no pressure on Coach Holsklaw, Kamara, and Mason, but I tell you what, those boys, they got some talent over there.
And of course, Kamara is the offensive coordinator. He'll have a lot of weapons to work with here this upcoming season. Number one, your quarterback is back.
Yeah, you know, Coach Holsklaw and Coach Kamara did a great job with him running some of that zone ride, some of that power ride, some different things like that. That's Johnny Strong's who's getting him out and running. So that's what we're going to try and do a lot of. We got basically some pretty decent receivers coming back. Nick Blunt, Chip Bartos, Nathan Arl will be coming back. Our tight end is going to be Zane Anstein. I mean, he was all-conference. He led us in receptions last year. Whipple and Watchhorn on the offensive line. Holtzclaw does a great job with those guys. So they're expected to bail us out a few times next year.
John Dostal will be the starting quarterback entering the fall camp. Talk about his progress. He took over the spot last year.
Leadership was a big thing we were looking at from him. You know, I keep saying that. You know, you asked me how spring went. I keep talking a lot about leadership. But what we saw from John from the end of the season to the end of spring ball, he really matured as a young man. I mean, he watched 4 hours of film before our spring practice and really took leadership and ownership of those things. You know, he's not going to unleash a 50, 60-yard pass. That's not his deal. We got to get him out running. We got a play-action pass, and he felt a lot more comfortable when Holtzclaw and those guys were doing that on the offense.
How much has he progressed from a season ago?
A lot. It's night and day, you know. And, again, we talk a lot about leadership, but I think his drops have gotten better. His release point was really, really away from his body, and Coach K's done a great job working on that with him, and he's just done a good job.
John Dostal, again, the starting quarterback for Hastings College, entering the fall camp. Matt Overmiller, the backup, he's been kind of banged up ever since last year and kind of hobbled during the spring ball. But is he back to full strength now?
You know, he took that hard pop in that last game last year against Wesley, and he came back halfway through the spring, started getting a lot of reps and things like that. And him and Kendall Ferguson from Kimball are really banging it out for the number two quarterback behind John. And like we tell those guys every single day, it's a new day. So if you come out and have a great practice, some things may change a little bit.
We saw a lot from Matt last year. Talk about Kendall. That's a new guy on the scene for us.
You know, Kendall, we continue. Now, he's the guy that can unleash at 50, 60 yards. That big old boy, he can throw a little bit. But Kendall, we just got to keep getting him a little bit more confidence in his ability. And I think he'll be okay and be able to push Matt a little bit. But there's a solid competition for that number two. But like I said, John is the number one guy.
Well, we're talking offense. It's good to look back there and see the return of Dalton Seeley in the backfield, too.
Yeah, you know, Dalton is going to be pretty good, I think. And you got Keenan, who was all-conference. If you look at our backfield, you know, you got Keenan Blodge, who was all-conference last year, Dalton, who was all-conference his freshman year. You know, turn around, hand the ball off to them boys a little bit, and I think we'll be okay. But the thing about Seeley is when he came back off that injury, and he had the right frame of mind. He came, he worked hard, he was in the weight room, he was rehabbing downtown and here in our training room. He came out here and he did a cut the first day we were in full pads, and he kept bothering me, Coach, can I carry? all right, go full pads. We'll see what you can do. Well, he made about six of our linebackers look bad in one play, so I think Dalton will be okay.
Dalton Sealy, of course, he was injured a year ago in the first quarter of the first ball game. It was a tough blow for us all season long, but Dalton Sealy back and a good guy to have back for the 2012 season for Hastings College. We lose our kicker and special teams and things, so naturally a lot of work maybe in the special teams area too, huh?
It really is. We got to transfer Kenny Anderson, who actually broke all Ernesto Lacayo's junior college records. I like to throw that out there every so often for Ernesto. But Kenny's coming out, you know, he did a great job punting. He's a heck of a punter. He's got good hang time. He can really corner kick and do some things like that. His kickoff, he's got unbelievable strong leg. We got to get more consistency out of the field goal units for him, though. You know, we didn't end up too good on the spring with that, so we'll continue to work with it.
When's everything get started for you guys?
Our guys will report on August 14th. I know I'm actually in the office this morning before we were setting up at the field, and Coach Holtzclaw and Coach Mason were already watching film. So we got a lot of work ahead of us, but we're looking forward to it.
Talk about what do you expect out of the conference. Naturally, Sioux Falls hasn't been around for a year now. It's good not to have those guys in there, but I'll tell you what, the conference is as tough as it has been in many years. We still got the Morningside, and some of those other teams are now starting to creep toward the top, too.
You know, and that's the thing the Sioux Falls brought to the table. They made everybody step up to the plate and be accountable. And I'll tell you what, you know, like you said, Morningside, they're the defending conference championships. They're right up there. Northwestern returns everybody. I mean, I think even the Towel Boys coming back for them guys. They're going to be loaded. Their defense is something to see. Coach Franz down at Doan has really got those guys rolling. Coach Gearing up at Midland's doing some good things. You always got the old reliable Coach Keller at Nebraska Wesleyan. He does some great things over there. And Coach Winter at Concordia, everybody's stepping up. And coaches always say, well, this conference from top to bottom is the best. But I seriously believe the GPAC this year and for the future from 1 through 10, there's some good football teams and good football players and good coaches, so it's going to be a fun year.
What's going to take for us to make some noise this year? Where's the biggest improvement have to be on the defensive side of the ball?
Defense has to step up and make plays right away. Number two, offensively, we can't press ourselves. We got to take our time, and what they give us, we got to take it from them. But I think the biggest thing for us at Hastings College is we got to be able to be on the same page. We can't have defense, offense, special teams. We got to understand that at times the defense is going to struggle. Our other two phases have to pick up the game. And that could happen who knows how often, and that's what we really got to work on. We got a great coaching staff with those guys. They do a great job. We got to make sure we're on the same page. And then, you know, if we can get up there and just kind of hang around, we're kind of the pesky guys. We'll just hitch and keep playing all day, and we just got to keep banging our heads against the wall and get better.
A little easier going into your second season as head coach? Or?
Well, you know what? When you graduate all those defensive guys, and I'm a defensive guy,
yeah.
I don't know about it. But, no, it's been a fun spring, and like I said, these coaches do a great job. They take a lot of pressure off of us.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
That's Tony Harper, the head coach for the Hastings College Broncos. They're getting a good start here, and before we know it, we're back on the field again for another fall season. Broncos getting started in the month of September as they get started in their football season for another season. We've got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. We're at halftime. It's 15-0 with the West out on top. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to football this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and repair collision specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to say congratulations to all the players and coaches playing in this year's Sertoma game. Todd's Body and Glass. At 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, and Jeff Babel back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, 15-0. The West has got the lead over the Eastern All-Stars here this afternoon as they look forward to the second half of playing for you, the West. I like your position here for the East. You got to find some offense out there.
They got to find something to, other than what they're doing offensively. I mean, I had mentioned before, the West has not really been challenged defensively because they're running very, very repetitive style plays. They're trying to get that running game going. So far, it hasn't worked. I mean, their leading rusher only has 27 yards of total offense. You got to start throwing that ball around, start mixing it up a little bit more. and see if he can't get back in this football game.
I think, Jeff, we'll take a look at the second half. The East, if they can come up maybe with a big play on special teams, a big play on defense, and maybe jumpstart that offense to get things started for them.
Yeah, a little bit of their own medicine. They've been, you know, they've been getting these fourth down conversions failed. They've turned the ball over. They've had penalties and sacks. They need to flip it and cause the other team. They need to cause the West team to do that and capitalize on their turnovers and penalties so we can get this ball game going back again. So it'll be a good game.
Borcher, the quarterback for the East, Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City, they had some success with him in their quarterback running the football. We'll see if they go with him. Maybe they'll start this third quarter.
Well, and the success was all those long drives. I mean, they were putting drives together. They were getting first downs. They were getting the yardage they need to. And it seems like that once they get inside the red zone, that there's too many mistakes, whether it's turnovers or penalties, that gets them out of, puts them in bad situations. And so far, the West has been able to take advantage of that.
Of course, these guys, four guys, played in the Shrine Bowl mm-hmm. football game a week ago. Most of these guys that are on the field right now, at least half of them now, are going to move on to the Kansas-Nebraska All-Star football game. That's going to be next Saturday at Doan College in Crete. That'll be a 24-man roster instead of 48. They're going to battle the All-Stars out of the state of Kansas, something they've done here the past couple of years, and they'll get together again next Saturday. That'll be at Doan College in Crete, the Kansas-Nebraska All-Star football game. Drew Ott and Logan Raff, a couple of guys from Giltner. They've been kind of busy here this month. They got done with school. They played in practice for the Shrine Bowl. They played in practice now for the Sertoma AMAT All-Star football game, and now they'll do it again next week.
Well, and what it's going to help those players do here in the long run is they are preparing to move on with their football careers. You get really an opportunity to run different sets, run different offenses. You're going to get the ability to figure out what it's like to have to gel with a new offensive line every 4 years. You know, every year when you have a new, you know, offensive lineman, defensive lineman moving into the sets, you have that opportunity to really gain that valuable experience and playing against these top caliber competition. And what, especially Drew Ott, who's going off to the University of Iowa, he's going to see that competition in the Big Ten. So, you know, really great opportunities for these high school students.
Jordan Pekacek out of Howells. He's a kid that's going to be headed to South Dakota State next year to play football, and Logan Rath also headed to South Dakota State to play football next year. We got Garrett Borcher, we mentioned him. He's on his way to Doan College next year. Even Luke DeLuey, he is out of Deschler. He's headed to Doan. He's going to play basketball for the Tigers next year. So a couple of guys that are be moving on their football careers. We got one coming here to Hastings College. That's Justin Stagemeyer. He's a lineman playing an offense here this afternoon, 6'2", 225-pounder out of Arapahoe. And talking to Coach Harper, he really likes this kid. He's being recruited as a defensive end here for Hastings College, and we'll be seeing Justin Stagemeyer in the years to come here at Hastings College. So it's a 15-0 ball game. Our Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Contest this afternoon, brought to you in part by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, by Farm Bureau Financial Services, and by Advantage Chevrolet. As we get ready for the third quarter here this afternoon, what we have seen in years past in the second half of this game really slows down. So hopefully that won't happen. We got a competitive football game here this afternoon, and a pretty good one at that. 15-0 is the score. The West out on top of the Eastern All-Stars, and kicking off is going to be the West here for the second half of play. And here's the guy that connected on that 32-yard field goal, Corey Kindler, who's been crushing the ball this afternoon. That's not the case here, as it's popped up like a little bloop single out the right field, and it goes out of bounds here at the 32-yard line. We've been seeing this kid bang the ball out of the end zone. That's not the case this time.
Yeah, funny story there. I was actually talking with his grandfather before the start of the game. He was coming up, and he was looking at the roster. He was trying to figure out what his grandson's number was. Said he's been kicking the ball 70 yards, just not really accurate at the moment, but he's certainly got a leg. We've seen it so far. That one looked like I was teeing off on the first hole at Lachlan Country Club there.
Yeah, it went about 15 yards downfield here, and we're going to have a first down and 10 situation now for the East team. So they have a pretty good spot here to start their first drive of the second half. They'll start this one from their own 35-yard line. They will move from the north to the south, left to right here in this third quarter of play. And here's a running play. Got a seam across the 40, 45, out to the 48-yard line. So a good running play there as the quarterback. That's going to be the first guy we saw today. That was Blake Cranes carrying the ball from Humphrey St. Francis. Guy Finsky in on the stop there, the product out of Sargent, Nebraska. So on the very first play, Blake Cranes calls his own number as he takes it right up the pipe there. And he finds a nice seam as he brings the ball up to the 48-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for the East team as they approach midfield for the first time in a long time here, just underway in the third quarter. 15-0 is the score. The West down on top of the East in the Sotoma 8-man All-Star football game. Crings hands the ball away, and that's going absolutely nowhere. That was stacked up immediately there. And that's Drew Ott getting in there. That's number 38 carrying the ball there, Cameron Kalen. Finsky again in the stop initially, but he had a lot of help there from the Western All-Stars. No gain in the play, second down and 10 yards to go. So third quarter of play, the Eastern All-Stars trailing 15-0. We've seen a long punt return today of 73 yards. We've seen a one-yard quarterback sneak from Ryan Matisse, and we've seen a 39-yard field goal that split the uprights from Corey Kindler in the ball game today. That's been the scoring so far. Here's a pass downfield that's going to be a jump ball down there. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted down here by the Western All-Stars, and picking the ball off again is Tate Sybil. He's been all over the place from O'Neill St. Mary's. He's having a good ball game, an all-stater there for O'Neill St. Mary's, and he picks the ball away. Attempted pass there by Blake Kings as he throws it up there. It's picked off, the second interception of the ball game for the Eastern All-Stars, and now the West has got the ball back. They'll take over at their own 18-yard line.
At what point do you kind of not throw his way anymore? I know that Janicek's having a lot of success throwing the ball at number 23, but that's his second interception of the day, and another great job by Sybil in there to get underneath the ball, get in great position, make a great interception, and now the West driving again.
All right, the West will take over here with just under 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter. We'll check their quarterback situation for you again as they run the option play to the near side. It's Finsky trying to get outside. He can't get there as he's knocked down here at the 19-yard line. Finsky trying to get outside. He was knocked down there by Luke DeLuey out of Deschler, Nebraska, and also Logan Rath out of Giltner. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 situation. We'll give them 1 yard in the play as they move the ball from the 18 to the 19-yard line. 10.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Second down and 9 yards to go, and got some guys shuffling in. We're going to see a lot of substitutions here in the second half of play as the temperature now well into the 80s here, and it's going to be much hotter down on the turf. Here's a pass play from a Janicek, who is back in there. He's going to throw it downfield. It's going to be caught there, slipping away. It's going to be Finsky down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. That's going to be an 81-yard touchdown pass from Janicek to Jed Finsky. He takes it to the house, and it's now a 21-0 ball game.
And we talked about this. They wanted to get Finsky involved in the ball game. They wanted to. They were harping on his big play potential, and they were raving about his speed. We mentioned the speed of the West in this game. There you see it. A nice little out route to Finsky. Finsky does the rest with the speed. What a play here, and what a big, big blow to the East.
So now it is a 21-0 ball game. That one goes for 81 yards. Now we have another extra point coming up here from Corey Kindler from Alma, Nebraska, to try to tack on one more. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes up there. That's going to be sliding off to the left side. It is no good. So that's the second extra point he has missed here this afternoon. The PAT is no good, but the West on the scoreboard early on an 81-yard touchdown pass from Colin Janicek to Jed Finsky. We've got 9 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's now the West 21 and the East nothing. Wait a minute here.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
So an 81-yard touchdown pass has got the West on the scoreboard again this afternoon. 21-0 is the score. Here's the kickoff. It's going to bounce to the 15, and it goes out of bounds down inside the 10. We checked the record books. We thought that might be close. Guess what? There's been They've got it officially listed as a 100-yard touchdown pass, but it's been a couple of times here, a 99-plus, as the ball was obviously on the goal line. They've done that a couple of times here in the Satoma game.
Yeah, I was surprised at that status we were going through. Now, I mean, what, a 99-yard pass would be probably how you would score that, because a 100-yard pass, you're in the end zone, that's a safety. But apparently that was far from the longest touchdown pass, so we've seen some exciting offense here in this Satoma 8-man classic.
Now the East has got to find something. They're down 21-0 here in the ball game. They've got 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Staying in there is going to be Krings. He threw that last interception. Drops back to throw again. He's going to rush it himself. 35-40. Spins away at the 45 as he approaches the 49-yard line, and down he goes as he brings it to the 49. A good run there by the quarterback, Blake Krings, a 6'2", 195-pounder out of Humphrey St. Francis. Tackle was made by Zane Ellis and also Ross Poyser. Products out of South Loop and Alma, respectively. First down and 10 yards to go. They bring the ball out here to the 48-yard line. 21-0 is the score. The West out on top. The West looking to win their fifth consecutive game here in the Satoma E-Man All-Star Football Series. Longest winning streak has been six games of the East put together back in the years from 2000 to 2005. It's first down and 10 down for the East as they approach midfield. There's a quick pitch play to the nearest sideline across the 50. Down to the 45-yard line, carrying the ball there was Troy McQuiston, a running back out of Newman Grove. So it's going to bring up a second down. Nash Schindler into the stop there from Elgin Pope John for the West defense. The East moving from the north to the south here, left to right in the third quarter play here at the Osborne Sports Complex, a 21-0 ball game. West has got the lead in this annual event. McQuiston is your wide receiver, split to the right side. Wide receiver goes to the left as well. As the quarterback, Blake Krings, comes up under center here, calls the plays. One lone setback behind him, that's a Kalen. They fake the ball to him, now to give it away. That's a Kalen bouncing his way across the 40-yard line down to about the 38. So they go Cameron Kalen, 6'2", 225-pounder out of Nebraska Christian. Tackle is made by Guy Finsky from Sargent, Nebraska. That's going to be another first down for the East. And now they've got the ball here, moving it on the ground against this West defense. They moved it down to the 39-yard line. And I think they were basically got to punch something in the end zone right here, trailing by three scores now at 21-0. That's Taylor Roan, your wide receiver, split to the left side. Wide receiver McQuiston is out to the right. Again, in the backfield, Cameron Kalen. As Krings calls the signals, they fake the ball to him. Krings is going to run the football himself. Tries to get outside. He's hit once at the 35, still on his feet as he puts his head down and drives his way down to about the 32-yard line before he is brought down there. That's Guy Finsky again. Into the stop for the Western defense, the product out of Sargent, Nebraska, as Krings moves the ball down to the 32. We've got 8-10 to play here in the third quarter. And the East putting together a nice-looking drive here to begin this third quarter after they threw an interception earlier. It's now a second-down situation here. Second down at about 4 yards to go. Line of scrimmage down at the 32-yard line now of the Western All-Stars. The East comes up with a T-set now. Both running backs to either side of their quarterback, Krings, in the backfield as he calls the signals here. He fakes the ball, and Krings is going to run it himself across the 30, breaks outside, 25-20, still on his feet to the 15, and pounce. Knocked out of bounds, down around the 10-yard line. So Krings, the quarterback carrying the football there, finally knocked out of bounds over there by Tate Sybil of O'Neill St. Mary's, but not before Mr. Krings picked up another first down again for the Eastern All-Stars. So now the East finding a way to move the football. That's basically on the ground. They've taken it right down the field. Why didn't they do this in the first half? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, woe is me. I told the I sit there and telling the East that they need to mix it up, need to throw that ball. Well, the two pass attempts that result in interceptions, maybe they are just fine running this football and running it quite well with Krings in there at quarterback.
Now it's going to be a Borcher in there as he takes over the control here down around the 10-yard line. First down. And the goal here at the ball, it pops loose, but right in the hands of another offensive player as he takes the ball down to about the 7-yard line. The ball was, it popped up into the air and right down into the hands of Kellen Unvert from Freeman, Nebraska. Unvert was lined up as a tight end. The ball initially came inside, the ball popped loose, but right into the hands of Kellen Unvert, who is the tight end to the left side. And Unvert, the Freeman Falcon, takes the ball down to the 7-yard line. Actually, a gain. That could have been another disaster for the Eastern offense here. And now Unvert is going to be in there at quarterback as he takes the snap. And the big guy plows his way, and he takes it down to about the 2-yard line where he is upended, and down he goes.
Ball carried by Drew Lott.
No, that was Drouot in there. All right, so it's Drouot carrying the ball there. As he takes it down to about the 2-yard line, chances are pretty good that Drouot is maybe going to get the call again here. And he's going to stay in there at the quarterback for the Eastern All-Stars as he will line up here. Drouot will take the call here, and he'll just go straight ahead. And the big guy trying to power his way into the end zone, he does. So Drouot, he scores on a 1-yard touchdown run in the Shrine Bowl. Drouot scores. We'll give him a 1-yard touchdown run here in this Satoma A-Man All-Star football game. The East is on the scoreboard at the 6:48 mark here in the third quarter. And why not, when you got Drew back there, just let him go straight ahead, huh?
Yeah, I wonder if Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz is taking a little note. If you get towards the 1-yard line, just give it to the big number 44. He'll do the work. He's going to go for a 2-point conversion here.
And they take it into the end zone. It's going to be caught for a touchdown. So the 2-point conversion is good.
I threw that ball.
I threw the ball to Unvert, the product from Freeman. So the 2-point conversion is good. So it's 6:48 to play now in the third quarter. We might have ourselves a contest yet. The score is the West 21 and the East 8.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
As we come back, the Eastern All-Stars now with an onside kick, and there's a lot of banging down there as they unstack things. I think the Eastern All-Stars have come up with the onside kick down here at the 39-yard line. Well, there's a lot of popping down there, and the ball popped loose a couple of times. And I think the Eastern All-Stars got back on it following the onside kick, and now we do have ourselves a ball game here this afternoon.
And that was one of those situations. I don't know if the ball originally went 10 yards, but one of the Western players came out and tried to grab at that football, and that's when that ball became live, and the East was able to get on top of it, and now a 39-yard field for them to go.
That was a 7-play, 65-yard drive that they had preceding this one to get into the end zone for the first time. Drouot taking it in, and then a 2-point conversion makes the score 21-8. Now an onside kick, and the Eastern offense is back out there again as the Borchers, Garrett Borcher, is going to be in there at quarterback, and he hands the ball away as they angle off to the right side. Not much there for Cameron Kalin out of Nebraska Christian as he goes maybe for a yard. Ryan Porter out of Brady, Nebraska, in on the stop. Brady, 6'3", 270-pounder. That was a pickup of only about a half a yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 9 yards to go. So the Eastern All-Stars trying to get back into the ball game here. They got the ball following the onside kick recovery here as they now pounder straight ahead down to about the 32-yard line. So they're finding some success running against the Western All-Stars. Guy Finske in on the stop there as Cameron Kalin just goes straight ahead there. It is third down at about 4 yards to go. The football is at the 32. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play now in the third quarter, a 21-8 ball game. The West out on top of the East trying to get back into the mix here. Is the quarterback, Borcher, just hands the ball away. That's Kalin again as he moves it down to about the 30-yard line. It's going to be short of a first down by about a yard.
Ball carried by Cameron Kalin.
Cameron Kalin carrying the last couple of plays here. Tackle is made in there by Aaron Kronk out of Clearwater Orchard. It's now fourth down. I think if you're the Eastern All-Stars, you got to go for it here. Momentum's on your side. Fourth down. And a yard to go from the 30.
And there's Drouot once again in that formation that we've seen on just one-yard situations.
All right, Drouot in there at quarterback. He's got the ball. He's got the first down and board across the 30, down to about the 28-yard line where he is upended there. Tackle is made by Chance Younger out of Bertrand. Boy, it's just hard to stop Drouot. He's going to pick up 1 or 2 yards. I like your chances at 240 pounds. That time he kind of danced his way outside before he was upended by Younger, but he gets the first down. keeps this drive alive.
Can you just imagine what's going through the defensive line on the Western team when they see big number 44 lining up and ready to go straight into him?
He is a big, big boy. First down and 10 yards to go for the Eastern All-Stars down here at the 28-yard line. Borchers is in the open across the 25, breaks outside to the 20. He's still on his feet down to about the 16-yard line before he's brought down there. To the big running back out of Pawnee City, 5'11", 205-pounder, who played at the Shrine Bowl in Lincoln a couple of weeks ago on his way to Doane College in Crete, picks up the first down. Tate Sybil into the stop again for O'Neill St. Mary's, and now Jeff, it's the Eastern All-Stars. They can get back into the ball game here with a touchdown, maybe.
Yeah, they went back to their runs. They got five consecutive runs, and they got that big touchdown by Ott. Now they recover their own onside, and they're pushing it down the throats right now of the West.
First down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 16-yard line. Borcher stays in there at quarterback, hands it away. Twisting and turning is, I think that's Musney, who's into the ball game now. The running back out of Howells, Nebraska.
Trent Musney
carries his ball as he takes it down to about the 8.5-yard line. So a good pickup there by Trent Musney, 6 foot, 190 pounders. They know how to run a football at Howells, Nebraska. This is nothing new to these guys. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third. 21-8 is the score. The West out on top of the East with a touchdown here. Could make this quite interesting here this afternoon. Borchers hands the ball away again. That's Musty as he carries the ball for a yard, maybe two, falls forward. Tackle is made in there by the Western All-Stars, and making the stop there is Aaron Kronk again from Clearwater Orchard. Second down and about 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, well, let's see. They're going to mark the ball down to about the 6-yard line. It should be a first down. A little problem with the chain gang here this afternoon. They got the Bronco football players, I think, on the chain gang. Not really used to that particular job over there, huh?
Yeah, and I'm surprised we haven't seen the infamous fifth down call yet with some of this from the chain gang, but first and goal now here from the 6.
Back in there at quarterback is going to be Blake Krings as he comes back in. They continue to shuttle some guys out there. So movement up there, no penalty flag. Krings reverses out of there, goes to the left side around the end, and he runs out of real estate over there as he steps out of bounds, trying to take it into the end zone. He's run out of bounds about the 4.5-yard line. So he wanted to get to the corner.
I'm not used to this tape on the field yet.
Yeah.
I was looking over there at the goal line in the end zone. And
you thought he took it in there, didn't you?
I thought he scored.
No wonder you were jumping over there. I said, what are you jumping about? So they got the ball at the 4-yard line, and it's going to be Borcher in there, quarterback now. He fakes the ball. He's going to take it into the end zone as he dives his way across the goal line for the score. And we've got ourselves a ball game now. It's a 21-13 ball game. 21-14. They had the two-point conversion earlier, so now it's a 21-14 ball game with 3:35 to play. Borcher takes it in. Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City. As he takes it in for the score from 4 yards out. That is a result of the onside kick that they recovered following their first touchdown. And now they're going to go for a two-point conversion attempt here again. Borcher will be the quarterback. This snap is low. He picks it off of the turf and now rolls to his right. He just lobs it into the end zone. It's going to be picked off. That'll be picked off there by Chance Younger of Bertrand. So the two-point conversion is no good, but we got ourselves a seven-point ball game now in the Satoma eight-man all-star football classic here in Hastings. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score, the West 21 and the East 14.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolle and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
JSGK Catering has catered everywhere from weddings to cornfields. Give JSGK Catering a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244 for more information. Stephen, Kathy Hosier, and Jack and Gail Rath would like to say congratulations to Logan Rath and Drew Ott playing in today's Sertoma All-Star Game. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in today's game. Remember JSGK Catering for your next special event. That number again, 402-849-2244.
There's the kickoff, another onside kick here by the Eastern All-Stars. This time, West is going to recover. They got the big bounce off of the turf here, and they had another chance to recover another kick as their head coach, Bob McAvoy, take that guy to Vegas next time ago, huh?
It's a very sneaky onside kick, and it's the second time he's done it. He's put a full leg into it, and at the last moment, he just kind of grazes the top of the ball. So when you're on the recovering team, it looks like it's a full kick coming at you, and he just sort of tops it, kind of like I do with my golf shots. I have a lot of golf references here, but it goes about 10 yards, but the East able to recover this one.
All right, so the Western All-Stars will recover this, and they'll run the football. Here is back in there is Ryan Matisse, the Western All-Star quarterback, as he moves the ball across the 40 and falls forward to the 43-yard line. Big gust of wind has almost blown Tyson right out of the booth here. Zachary Whitfield from Central Catholic getting the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. A pickup there of about 7 yards on the play. Actually, a pickup of 6 yards, second down and 4 yards to go. We've seen a variety of quarterbacks in there. Ryan Matisse back in there now, the product out of Creighton, Nebraska. And he'll come up under center this time with the backs in the I formation, double tight ends. So they're going to go to their power game here in the third quarter with a 21-14 lead. They hand the ball away across the 45 out to the 46 and the 47-yard line as they pound the ball for another first down here. Carrying the ball there was Kalen Anderson from Loomis, Nebraska, 5'11", 175-pounder. Of course, played down there for Dennis Reese for the Wolves. Dylan Wilson in the stop with Blake Cranes defensively for the Eastern All-Stars. First down, 10 yards to go. The West moving the ball now right to left, south to north here late in the third quarter, 2:40 to play. It's a 21-14 ball game as the East has scored a couple of times here in the third quarter. And here is the quarterback, Matisse, again, handing the ball away out of the spread set. That's not going to go too far either as they bring the ball from the 47 to about the 48-yard line. They got to give them forward progress to about the 49. Give him a yard in the play. So second down and about 8 yards to go, we'll call it officially. Clock is running at the 2:10 mark. Michael Houchin from Bruning Davenport, Shickley. And the last stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. So second down here. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 48-and-a-half officially, as Matisse will now be in the spread set. He's got this snap. He's going to run it himself around the right end. Matisse in trouble. He's hemmed in, trying to get to the sideline. He does, but he runs out of real estate, and he's knocked out of bounds right at the 50 over there. As Matisse takes the ball, we're going to give him forward progress to the 49-yard line of the East. Blake Krings, Jacob Tomka out of Clarkson. Tomka's out of Clarkson, and the Krings out of Humphrey St. Francis. Another stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. This is the Satome Man All-Star football game today on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. We're at Lloyd Wilson Field at Hastings College. The East is trying to get back in the ball game here. The West holding a 21-14 advantage after leading 15-0 at halftime. West came back with a touchdown right off the bat, an 81-yard touchdown pass, but the East has scored twice here in the past couple of minutes. Now the West with the ball, trying to work himself some stuff. Ryan Matisse is in the open again. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and he fumbles the football down here. Was he down? We'll see. The officials say, yeah, he was down. Ryan Matisse takes the ball down there inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 9. That was all Ryan Matisse as he got loose, flipped a couple of tacklers. And I didn't think that was going to be such a big play there, but he shook a couple of tacklers and took it all the way down to the 9-yard line. It's first down and goal.
Nice little 40-yard run there from Matisse. It was sort of that triple option that we've been seeing a little bit. Faked the handoff, had it by himself, and just ran right up the middle. Like you said, it looked like the play was going to be dead, and then he breaks off three or four tackles and ends up with a 40-yard run. Great position here for the West.
So Matisse will stay in there at quarterback. He'll be in the spread set after a nice 40-yard run down to the 9-yard line. Matisse waiting for the snap. He's got it. Rolls right. Cocks the arm. Hemmed in. He's still looking to run. Now he takes it across the 10. Crashes forward to the 5. Down to the 3-yard line. So Matisse in trouble. Wanted to throw it there, but finally just put his head down and drove the ball down inside the 5-yard line. They're going to mark the ball down at about the 3. That's going to bring up second down and goal. And now the Western All-Stars trying to punch one in the end zone here in this third quarter with under a minute to play. They've got a 7-point lead, and it's 21-14. So their head coach, Andy Schwartz, out of South Loop, who has had a great 2-year run up there at South Loop. The head man here for the Western All-Stars. We're down to 35 seconds to play. This will probably be the final play of this third quarter here. It's second down and goal. Ball down at the 3-yard line. Matisse up under center this time. He turns and hands the ball away. And taking it right up the gut and getting into the end zone is Jed Pinsky. He scores for the West with 22 seconds to play here in this third quarter.
Jed Pinsky can do it on the ground. He can do it in the area. That receiving touchdown, that's just a little quick halfback blast right up the middle. And now a two-score game here, depending on the extra point.
All right, we'll see if they go for a single point here, the two-point conversion. Looks like they're going to line up for a one-pointer here as Corey Kindler from Alma, Nebraska, who has had mixed results so far today. He's kicked a field goal. He's missed a couple of extra points for the Western All-Stars. He's going to try the point-after test down here. Ball is down, and the kick is up, and the kick boinks off of the left upright. It is no good. So it boinks off of the left upright. It is no good. So with 22 seconds to play here in the third quarter, we will take a break with a score of the West 27 and the East 14.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Sometimes it's not about what you know, but who you know. For instance, you know your local Farm Bureau agent, and Farm Bureau agents know health insurance. You know you need health insurance, and we'll work with you to find the coverage that's right for you. So give us a call today. You know where to find us.
In Hastings, contact Marty DeMuth at 402-463-2111. When you need health insurance, Marty DeMuth knows health insurance.
Securities and services offered through FBO Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Last year was a 7-0 ball game won by the West. This year we got some points on the scoreboard. 27-14 now, the West out on top of the East. Here's the kickoff by Kindler. It's going to come down to about the 10-yard line. Return here back to the center of the field, 15, 20, 25, out to the 27-yard line. Bringing the ball back that time was number 10, Luke DeLuey, out of Dessler, Nebraska. As they bring the ball out here to about the 27, 28-yard line, that's where the Eastern All-Stars will start this drive with 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's the Satoma E-Man All-Star football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale, also by Kroll Agency, Roush Commercial Builders, and by Sorensen Construction. So the East, they got to keep the pressure on the Western All-Stars. They've been able to put a couple of touchdowns on the board here in this third quarter. There's a fumble down by Borcher. The quarterback is picked up by the Western All-Stars. They've got their third turnover of the ball game inside the 25-yard line, and the West will have the ball. Garrett Borcher, the quarterback, had a pop loose there, picked up by the Western All-Stars, and the West has the ball back with 8 seconds to play.
And I guess who comes up with the football on the defensive side? Tate Sybil has had two interceptions, and there a fumble recovery. Penciling him in for defensive MVP here, Mike.
Yeah, Tate Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's has had a whale of a ball game here today for the Western All-Stars. And with 8.8 seconds to play, the West has the ball back after Garrett Borcher, the quarterback, has it popped loose here, and Sybil was Johnny on the spot. He picks up the loose pig, and now the West back with the football at the 23-yard line of the Eastern All-Stars. They go with a spread set here. That's a Janicek in there. He throws it to the near side. The ball is picked up and thrown here to the near sideline. Spinning away is going to be Kalen Anderson. Anderson down to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. That was very close down on the turf as Anderson picks it up. They call it a completed pass as Anderson spun away from a couple of would-be tacklers and takes the ball down to the 8-yard line. You couldn't have slid a piece of paper, I think, from the in between the turf and the ball there as he picks that one up and then makes a nice move down the sideline.
I mean, unless that pass was behind the line of scrimmage, I don't know about that. It looked like it bounced up off the turf, and he took it for continued on his run after the catch. But it, like I said, the pass might have been behind the line of scrimmage. Very, very close play there, but it works out. Once we come back here, we're going to have a first and goal here for the West.
All right, the third quarter in the books this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score of the West 27 and the East 14.
There's nothing more American than football.
And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Get ready for summer and buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. You heard right. Buy two Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. While supplies last, P235-40R17 2XS. Get the tire that makes driving fun again. Includes free rotation, mounting, balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, as we enter the fourth and final quarter here. And the West trying to put a nail into the coffin. 27-14 is the score. The West is out on top, and they've got the ball down here in the red zone. First down and goal. The ball is at the 7-yard line. So the Western All-Star is trying to cash in on a turnover. And here's a pass coming up from Janicek, but he is headed down. He goes, a huge loss all the way back here to the 24-yard line. A big, big loss, and busting through there is a Jacob Tomka out of Clarkson. He gets through there, a loss all the way back to the 20-yard line, and now it's second down and goal from the 20-yard line. That's a 12-yard loss.
And that's just a matter of Janicek trying to do too much with the football, trying to buy time for his receivers to get open. He's running around back there, getting chased. Just throw it away. Throw it away.
Yeah, you got a 27-14 lead down there at the 8-yard line, and they take a huge sack, a loss of 12. So now it's second down and goal from the 20-yard line. Janicek throws it back the other way. A man is wide open at the 20-yard line, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, stretching forward. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Did he get it?
No,
he stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds down there at the 1-yard line as they come here to Jed Finske. He takes it down to the 1-yard line. Completed pass, 19 yards. Finske was wide open. The quarterback rolls to his right. He stops and then comes back the other way. Finske was wide open as he takes the ball down to the 1-yard line, and the West knocking on touchdown door again. 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ball game. 27-14 is the score. The West out on top here in the 35th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game this afternoon. And their head quarterback is going to be Ryan Matisse now as he comes in for Janicek. They continue to shuffle the quarterbacks there as Matisse moves to his right, powers his way, puts his shoulder down, fighting for some yardage down there, fighting for the goal line. The ball comes loose. It is picked up here by the Eastern All-Stars. Running the ball back the other way. Was the play called dead? I don't know. Picking the ball up is Garrett Borcher. He returns it all the way for the touchdown. Is it going to stand? Now we got all kinds of confusion out there. Borcher comes up with a loose ball there as the quarterback, Ryan Matisse, was fighting for some running room down inside the 1-yard line. Now the officials all going to get together here and have a little conversation. That may be returned all the way for the touchdown by Garrett Borchers, and we'll see if this thing was a blown dead or not. All the officials meeting here. It's going to be a touchdown for the Eastern All-Stars. They return it 97 yards for the touchdown, and the Eastern All-Stars on the scoreboard here.
Unbelievable play there. I thought the play was going to be blown dead. They were battling, trying to get to the end zone. All of a sudden, you see the Garrett Borcher just come out of the pile of zooming, and nobody's following him, and that's when I thought the play was blown dead. What a big, big swing of events here to start the fourth quarter, Mike.
It comes with 10:55 to play. The Western All-Stars, they thought the play was blown dead down there. They just stopped, and the Borcher took off, and he was clean sailing into the end zone. He returns it 97 yards for the touchdown. That makes it a 27-20 ball game now. And they're going to go for a two-point conversion as they give the ball to a Drew Ott as he takes the ball on the direct snap. As he takes it out for the right side, he's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Drew Ott on the direct snap there, he takes it into the end zone. We've got ourselves the ball game, gang. 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, the West 27 and the East 22.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best, Obermeller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple pane, lifetime warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
All right, back here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's an onside kick. It's going to be recovered. It's going to be recovered down there by the Western All-Stars. Boy, that's the fourth time they have tried an onside kick. They must like what they see down there.
All here in the second half, and, you know, maybe it's playing by surprise because you've done it so much you can't possibly think if you're on the hands team, they're not going to try it again. Surely not. Maybe catch them off guard doing it that way. Maybe it's like the onside kick. I don't know. But another good field position here for the Western All-Stars as we are well into this fourth quarter, five-point ball game.
All right, so it's a 27-22 ball game. This is 15-0 at halftime in favor of the West, and now the West battling for the Lions out there is Ryan Matiz is going to be knocked down. He was hemmed into the backfield, and he had no place to go. He was knocked down in the play. A loss of a couple of yards. Went to the record books. It's officially a 99-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Garrett Borchers. They got all the returns basically, I think, grouped together, kickoff, punt, and fumble. If that's the case, that'll be a new record here for the Sertoma Evan All-Star football game. Again, the longest was a 79-yard kickoff return by Darwin Schneider out of Winnebago for the Eastern team back in 1986. And that 99-yard fumble recovery and a return for a touchdown by Garrett Borchers would probably go down in the record books if that's how they're going to classify it here this afternoon. There's a handoff, and now the Eastern All-Stars, they got themselves maybe a lot of momentum on their side. They're playing with a lot more enthusiasm here than maybe the Western All-Stars in this fourth quarter. Blake Cranes, the last man to get the tackle there for the Eastern defense. Third down here. Third down and 10 yards to go. Clock is running. We're down to 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play. The West, they're just trying to get the big mole back on their side. They've got the lead, but they've really been back on their heels here in the past 10 minutes or so. East has recovered an onside kick. They have scored a couple of touchdowns. They got a fumble return for a touchdown. Here's Matiz. He now wants to throw the ball downfield. A juggling catch. It is made down here at the 30-yard line. Kalen Anderson from Loomis, Nebraska, comes up with a juggling catch down there at the 31-yard line. That is the first down.
To Kalen Anderson.
Dylan Wilson back there in the coverage for the East. So a nice pass there by Ryan Matiz down to Kalen Anderson from Loomis. He hauls it in, juggles it, and keeps the hold of it down to the 31-yard line. A big first down there for the Western All-Stars. West controlling the clock now as they watch it tick down. They're moving from our left to our right, north to south here at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex. Ryan Matiz from Creighton High School is up under center. He hands the ball away. Carrying the ball there was Dylan Leslie, I think, is in the ball game. Yeah, Leslie from Spalding Academy. He moves the ball down to about the 29-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Logan Rath out of Giltner. That was a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. So the clock now going to be a big factor. It's a 27-22 ball game. If you're the East, you got to hold the West out of here. You're not going to have much time left here. It's a 5-point ball game, and the West has got the ball. As they've got it now at the 29-yard line of the Eastern All-Stars. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. The quarterback again is going to be Ryan Matiz. He's got the ball, hands it away, comes to the near side. That's going to be Jed Finske as he takes the ball to about the 26-yard line. That's a pickup of only a couple of yards on the play. That's James Stukarath from Osmond, Nebraska, into the stop there. So now the Western All-Stars looking at a big third down call here. Tyson, it's third down at about 7.
This is a big third down. We were in this spot just 4 plays ago when they had that look like all the momentum was going on the east side. A 24-yard pass play. We'll see what they dial up here, 26 yards away from the end zone.
Jordan Russell and Kalen Anderson split out wide to the left side. Matiz in the backfield. Now we got some confusion out there. We got a timeout called. And these guys have been in camp for about a week or so. Yeah. Maybe this is a play that they haven't run so far today, and a little confusion out there, so we got a timeout. 7:42 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The West 27 and East 22.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon. The Sittin' Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Sertoma 8-Man Classic.
Trying to pass it, gives it the end zone, spot it!
Sittin' Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
All right, so 7 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the football game. And, Jeff, a big play coming up here on third down and about 5 yards to go from about the 26-yard line.
Right here, the West team could pretty much not put the dagger quite in the coffin yet, but this would, if they convert it, could melt some more clock down, get in the end zone, would make it pretty darn tough for the East team to come back.
I think I said that earlier, but they got a big play in that 99-yard fumble return for a touchdown to get them back in the ball game. Third down and 7 yards to go. Matisse wants to throw the football. He does. He throws out here. It's going to be caught inside the 5-yard line. Did he hang on to it? Yes. Down inside the 5-yard line. The catch is made by Jordan Russell out of Garden County. So on third down and 5 from the 26-yard line, they go downfield as they take it down to Jordan Russell, who hauls it in. He hangs on to the football down at the 3-yard line. That was a big play by the Western All-Stars. Now they got a chance to stick one in the end zone. Here we're down to 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. It is 27-22 in favor of the West. They come up now with the three wide receivers all stacked up in the line off to the right side. Matisse calling the signals here. He grabs the ball. He's going to sweep right side. He dives for the goal line. Did he get in there? He did not. He has stopped just shy of the goal line here as Matisse trying to take it in.
Ball carried by
Ryan. So we're down to 7:12 remaining.
On the play made by Jacob Tomatka.
As Matisse trying back to take it around the right end as well. The guys are set up in that line over here on the right side as they have them stacked up. Ball is in between the 1 and 2 yard line. As they'll call the plays here, the quarterback Ryan Matisse stays in there at QB for the Western All-Stars, looking for their fifth straight win here this afternoon. This is the same formation with those three wide outs split out to the right side, all in the line. And now Matisse, he takes it straight up the middle. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Ryan Matisse from Creighton takes it in there for the touchdown. 7:04 to play. They come back, put together a nice drive, and a 1-yard touchdown run by Ryan Matisse tacks on another 6 for the Western All-Stars. And that makes it a score, a 33-22 ball game now in favor of the West. And now we'll see what head coach Andy Schwartz elects to do here. On this, a two-point conversion attempt. It's an 11-point ball game now. And they're going to keep the offense on the field here this afternoon. They're going to try for a two-point conversion. So they're going to try for a two-point conversion attempt here with an 11-point lead at 33-22. There's that same formation again. Three backs are all stacked up in a line to the right side. Matisse wants to throw the football. Can't find anybody. Matisse dancing. Now he lost it into the end zone. It's going to be knocked away at the last second. Good defensive play there by James Stukarath out of Osmond, denying that two-point conversion attempt. So we got another break, 7:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, the West 33 and the East 22.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half-tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex at Hastings College, 33-22 is the score now. West is out on top. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to be turned here by Troy McQuiston down the near sideline, 15-20. He is knocked down here at the 24-yard line. Tell what, these guys are not letting up here as they head down the stretch. Like I said earlier, a couple of years by, they've kind of slowed down here in the third and fourth quarters.
tackle on the kickoff.
But not today. They're getting after it here in the second half. Guy Finske in the last stop there for the Western All-Stars. So now we got 7:03 to play. 7:03 to play in this fourth quarter. 33-22 is the score. The West out on top, and now the East. We'll have to try to get a couple of quick scores here. As they will start, that's going to be Borcher as he stays in there at quarterback, and he's just going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Cameron Kalen out of Nebraska Christian carrying the ball for a couple of yards. Jordan Russell from Garden County into the stop there for the Western All-Stars. Pickup of about 4 yards in the play, second down and six. And, Jeff, I don't think the East is going to be able to just sit back and run the football. They're going to have to come up with a big play offensively here.
Right, and they've had that big playability. We've seen it from the play-action pass. We'll see if they go back to it now.
All right, Borcher stands in the spread set here. Now he's going to hand the ball away to McQuiston. He has hit once. He's hit twice, and down he goes. McQuiston trying to get outside, and he couldn't do it. He's going to be thrown for a loss here. Back here at the 25-yard line, Troy McQuiston carrying the ball there from Newman Grove. 6 foot, 182-pounder. Loss of a couple of yards in the play. As they bring the ball back here to the 27-yard line, Aaron Kronk into the stop from Clearwater Orchard for the Western defense. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter of the Satome 8-man All-Star football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. East trying to get a quick strike here. Make this a contest down here in the fourth quarter. Now under 6 minutes as they wait for the snap. Garrett Borcher, the shotgun set. As he backs up, wants to throw, is under pressure. Borcher trying to spin away. He can't do it, and he's going to be sacked. Borcher is sacked back here at the 21-yard line by the Western All-Stars. And getting through there was Caleb Pelster again, 6'2", 190-pounder from Elgin Pope John. So he lost in the play, and now it's fourth down at 11 yards to go. And when you're trailing by 11 points in the fourth quarter, 5.5 minutes to play, let's go for it, boys. It's an All-Star game. But what do I know? That's why I'm up here.
Maybe it's a fake.
Yeah, maybe it's a fake. Troy McQuiston is in punt formation here for the Eastern All-Star. He's going to punt things away. It's going to be under 5 minutes to go when they get this punt away as he waits. And now we got a penalty flag coming down here. We got a penalty flag. We've got...
They're trying to draw them off sides.
Well, we got seven guys on the line of scrimmage all spread out from sideline to sideline. It's kind of a weird punt formation, isn't it? We got seven guys up there on the line of scrimmage, basically from sideline to sideline here with McQuiston in punt formation. Yeah, this looks like it could be some sort of a fake punt coming up here on fourth down and 11 yards to go from the 23-yard line. And now the officials going to have another conference here as they will get together and probably say, is this a legal formation?
Right.
Yeah. Is this a legal formation, people? And now they're going to... But march off a penalty. March off a 5-yard penalty against the Eastern All-Stars.
I'm not well-versed in my 8-man formations, Mike. We do a lot of 11-man games. This is the first that I've seen this kind of formation.
I didn't see a penalty flag down either. But they marched off 5 yards. Here's the punt. Nothing on as McQuiston will get the ball away, and it's a great kick. They had nobody back here. They were anticipating maybe a fake, too, as the ball bounces at the 40, bounces at the 35-yard line down to the 34. So what appeared to be maybe a fake punt didn't materialize. They had nobody back deep that time, and the ball just is blown dead back here at the 34-yard line. And now the Western All-Stars will come out, and they basically, Jeff, can soak this baby away, get a first down or two, and this baby should be in the books.
Yeah, we have just under here 5 minutes to go. They're up 11 here, just... You know, like you said, ground and pound, milk that clock. If you need to, punt them deep again, make them go the full length of the field, and ice this game away.
Yep, Janicek is going to come in here now at quarterback for the Western All-Stars. He's a quarterback at a Pleasanton. They're not going to sit on the football either. They got wide receivers all over the place. Empty backfield. Janicek in the backfield now takes the snap, and he's going to want to run the football to the right side. He breaks loose, 35, 40, 41-yard line before he's finally brought down there. James Sukarath out of Osmond High School. You know, the tackle there for the Eastern All-Stars. So the West has got the ball now at the 41-yard line. 4.5 minutes to play in this contest here this afternoon. They'll be naming a player of the game for both the East and the West here this afternoon. The Satome 8-man All-Star Football Committee will hopefully have that to us before we leave the airways here. They've done that the past couple of years. They started off just naming a player of the game, and then they changed that back in, looks like in the year 2002. They've been naming a player of the game for each side since then. There's a pitch play, and trying to get outside again is going to be Jed Finske. He does as he turns the corner, crosses the 40 to the 45, out to about the 47-yard line. So Jed Finske, he has had a pretty good ball game here this afternoon. The 5'8", 175-pound running back out of Sargent High School. That's going to be another first down for the Western All-Stars. So one thing the two coaches promised when I was with them in camp all week, they said we're going to put some points on the scoreboard. Hopefully we wouldn't have that 7-0 game that we had last year. And they made it a pretty entertaining game. This is one of the better ones we've seen in a while. 33-22 is the score. The West has got the lead here this afternoon. This is more like eight-man football, though, isn't it? 33-22?
Yeah, a little more scoring. You thought that the East was going to get back into this football game, but that last drive for the West really took the wind out of their sails. There's a fumble on the play, Mike.
Yeah, the snap came back to Colin Janicek, the quarterback for the Western All-Stars. It was low, and Janicek just fallen out there. Trent Musney from Howells, Nebraska, pouncing on the back of Janicek down on the turf there. A loss of about 3-4 yards in a play, and now we got a timeout here from the Eastern All-Stars. So we'll take a break, 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's the West 33 and the East 22.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and repair collision specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to say congratulations to all the players and coaches playing in this year's Sartoma game. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. So an entertaining Sartoma E-Man All-Star Football Classic is rapidly coming to a close. Matter of weeks, we'll be out here again. Hastings College will be starting their fall workouts here during the month of August. So they've got another month and a half to go before we return to all the action. I guess a couple of months. It'll be here before we know it, football season again, huh?
That'll be on our Platte River Radio Network, sister station 1230 KHS, which is the home of the Broncos.
Second down and 14 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 44-yard line. As Janicek has got the ball again, he's just going to throw it out here, and nobody's home. Nobody in the area. They had a man here at the 35-yard line, but he was laying on turf as he was knocked down in the play there. Trying to get the ball to Finske down here, but he was nowhere close to that ball. It's an incomplete pass, third down and long for Western All-Stars. They've got the ball at the 43-yard line. So Andy Schwartz appears to be the winning coach here this afternoon from South Loop as he's headed things up here this week for the Western All-Stars. Third down and 14 yards to go with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the football game here this afternoon. As they come up to the line of scrimmage one more time on a third down situation here. Now they're running people in and out of the ball game so fast. Who we got in there? We got still Janicek in there at quarterback. He's going to take this snap here. And they're going to fake the ball. Nope, they're going to give it on a reverse play down to the near side. 45-50. Run out of bounds here at the 45-yard line. Coming back this way with the ball. Guess who? Ball that was Tate Sipple again from O'Neill St. Mary's. He was forced out of bounds by James Sukarath from Osmond. Boy, that Sipple dude, he's been all over the place. Offense, defense. He's done a job here for the Western All-Stars today from O'Neill St. Mary's.
Starting to remind me of Tyson, the X-Factor on this very field, Hastings College Bronco. The X-Factor, as you guys have named him, that does really a little bit of everything. He's got the ball. He's been a big defensive threat. Made a big-time reception in here, and then we're getting him on the little trick play there, the little swing out to the outside.
All right, fourth down, though. It's going to be fourth down and four. They will go for it here with an 11-point lead at 33-22. As Ryan Matisse stays in there at quarterback trying to draw. That's a defense offside, and they can't do it, so now they call a timeout. They got him earlier in the ball game, but Ryan Matisse couldn't get him to jump there, and they call the timeout now with 3:23 to play. Now we'll see if the West will come back and punt the football away here with this 11-point advantage. This was a 15-0 ball game at halftime, but it's been an interesting second half of play. The West scores early in the third quarter on an 81-yard touchdown pass from Janicek to Finske. Then we get another touchdown to make it a 21-8 ball game as the Western All-Stars got on the scoreboard for the first time. A 1-yard touchdown run from Drew Ott. Onside kick. Garrett Borcher scores to make it 21-14. West comes back, gets a touchdown to make it 27-14. Jared Borchers in, got that 99-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. 27-22, and then the West scoring in that last drive. 54-yard drive, a one-yard plunge by Ryan Matisse to make it a 33-22 ball game. We're going to have a 62-yard field goal attempt here from Corey Kindler out of Alma. Grapp says he can kick her home from 70. We'll see. Ball is down and kick is up. It's over in end over end, heading toward the goal line, and it's going to be far short. So he let the kid kick. Why not? It's an all-star game. A 62-yard field goal attempt by Corey Kindler is no good. He got it in the end zone, and it was basically online, but it fell about 9 yards shy of the goalpost there.
It's an all-star game. Let him go ahead. I think the MVPs have just been handed to us. Mike, what do you have?
The Eastern offensive most valuable player is Blake Cranes out of Humphreys St. Francis. The East defensive MVP is Garrett Borcher out of Pawnee City. The West offensive MVP, Ryan Matisse out of Creighton. And the West defensive MVP is Tate Sybil out of O'Neill St. Mary's. So they're the most valuable players have been announced here this afternoon. Sybil, we told you he was going to be in the mix. He got in there. A couple of quarterbacks in there, and then Garrett Borcher came up with that big 99-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Also did some quarterbacking duties for the East. So now we've got the East with the ball again as they try to make something happen here. That's going to be a pass play to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. That's Blake Cranes that's in there again for the Eastern All-Stars. Trying to take it to the far sideline to Unvert, product out of Freeman, Nebraska. It's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation now at the 3-11 mark. So second down and 10 yards to go. You look confused.
Well, I was just running through my stats, and Ryan Matisse with the two touchdown runs there for the west side. But it's hard to turn away the 238 yards that is his other, and there's another pick.
Here's an interception out at the 20-yard line, back to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. A touchdown there. An interception is thrown to Jordan Russell for the West. Will take her back for a touchdown at the 3:03 mark of this fourth quarter. So another turnover. It results in a touchdown as Jordan Russell takes it in for the interception return for a score. And that comes with 3:03 to play. So the scoring is fast and furious here. Now it's a 39-22 ball game with a PAT pending.
This is starting to feel like an eight-man game when we're seeing lots of scoring here. Not a lot of time being taken off the clock. And a simple pick six there. Hey, they're still going. They're still motors are cranking. They're still ready to go.
Here's a Kindler back into the ball game for a PAT attempt here. Guy who attempted a 62-yard field goal just a minute or so ago. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick this time goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. He knocks it out of the stadium up on the berm behind the goalpost here. So the PAT is good. And we got another timeout here with 3:03 to play in the football game. It's now the West 40 and the East 22.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
All right, so we've had 62 points scored here in this Sertoma E-Man All-Star Football Classic this afternoon, 40-22. Last one was a interception by Jordan Russell, returned 25 yards for a score. PAT no good. That makes it 40-22 now in favor of the West, and now it's a matter of getting off the field here, finishing off the final 3 minutes as the West will kick it away. Get you some final numbers coming up in the ball game. Check the scoring. Our game thoughts before we get out of here this afternoon. Again, the next football classic is coming up next Saturday. It'll be the Kansas-Nebraska All-Star Game, and it'll be played next Saturday at Simon Field at Doane College in Crete. A lot of these guys are seeing this afternoon. We'll be playing for the Nebraska All-Stars. There's Kindler as he drives the ball into the end zone again. Good-looking kicker there from Alma.
He's got a leg. He's missed a few extra points. He's been inconsistent at the kickoff, but he can really get into that ball.
That's what Gramps said. He was a little inconsistent, but he's got a leg. He's proven that this afternoon. Gramps, he knows. I'll tell you what, Gramps, he's probably been around, probably seen all of his games.
I was watching some U.S. soccer friendlies. We might be able to use him on the pitch for the national team.
First down and 10 yards to go now for the Eastern All-Stars. They'll come back out at the 20-yard line following the touchback. And it's going to be Borcher back in there at QB, the product out of Pawnee City. As he fakes the ball, wants to run it, 25 to the 30, to the 32-yard line before he's drug down right there. So we heard a lot about Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City, again on his way to Doan to play for the Tigers, playing in the Shrine Bowl football game. He picks up 12 yards on a play there as he moves the ball up to the 32-yard line.
Jacob Olmstead and Guy Pinsky.
Jacob Olmstead in with a stop there for the Western All-Stars. First down and 10 yards to go for the East. Now there is a snap that goes through the hands of Borcher, and he's got to come back and fall on it back here at the 17-yard line. I don't know if the center snapped it on the wrong count or what, but that went sailing right on by the old quarterback, Garrett Borcher, and he finally had to fall on it back here all the way at the 17-yard line. So everything he made on the preceding play is brought back.
It almost looked like Bill Buckner back in the 86 World Series, right through the legs.
2.5 minutes to play here. Borcher's got this snap now, and he's going to run it, sweeps it right side. He's hit once, and down he goes at about the 18-yard line. Wanted to get to the sideline and couldn't do it as he is knocked down at the 18, a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. That's big old Ryan Porter again, the 6'3", 270-pounder out of Brady, Nebraska, making this stop there. It is third down and long. Like a two area codes. Gino's got it at third and 32, but that can't be right. Gino's running the scoreboard this afternoon. Here's a Borcher. He wants to throw the football. He wants to air it out. He throws it to the center of the field. It's going to be caught and dropped out here at the 35-yard line. The intended receiver was a Kalen Unvert, a product out of Freeman, Nebraska. And now it brings up fourth down. Gino, how can that be fourth down and 32 yards to go? Gino's our good buddy. It usually runs the chain gang at Duncan Field. Maybe 22 yards to go. Is that right?
I think it was longer than that.
Well, it's on the 18-yard line. They only got to come out to the 42. So
okay.
That's not 32 yards.
I've never been one for good math skills.
Especially on a football field. Minute and 48 seconds to play as they are looking now at a penalty flag on the far side of the field.
24 yards.
Gino's got it at 32. Gino was never one for math either, was he?
Well, I think we both have the St. Cecilia math skills.
Hey, now we got a timeout being called here, so we'll rehash things. 1:48 to play. We'll take Gino a calculator. 1:48 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the West. Out on top of the East by a score of 40-22.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
All right, back here at Lloyd Wilson Field is fourth down and 24 yards to go for a first down. With a minute and 48 seconds to play, the East going to punt the football away. Line of scrimmage is the 18-yard line. The West out on top, 40-22. And now they're going to run the football, a fake punt here, and he's going to come nowhere close. That's Troy McQuiston. They lined up in the punt formation. The punter, he just took it off of the right side, and he has stopped well short of a first down here as he is knocked out of bounds. He brings it to about the 24-yard line. So a pickup of 6, they needed 24. The way I do math, that's far short of a first down.
Yeah, you'd think maybe if you are going to run a fake play, spread it out, pass the football a little bit, just a run play, and they were able to West defense closes on it quickly, and good field position here. Minute 42, probably just run the clock out here.
Yep, look for a couple of quick little running plays, and this one will be in the books. The 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game is going to go to the West as they're going to win it again. They're fifth in a row over the East. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, two tight ends in a I formation here. As the quarterback, Ryan Matisse, is up under center, he turns and hands the ball away. Running play, looking inside, bouncing outside. They're still playing across the 20 to the 15 to the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line. He hurdles his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Kalen Anderson out of Loomis. He takes it in from 25 yards out. So Kalen Anderson gets in the books here with a 24-yard touchdown run. And Kalen Anderson with a little alley-oop there to the goal line as he takes it into the end zone for the score.
Remember, Mike, Kalen Anderson, also the guy who had that punt return, maybe the kickoff return to put the first score in the books, and it looks like he's going to put the last score in the books here with a minute 34 to go.
All right, so that makes it a 46-22 ball game. And here comes the guy with the bionic leg here, Corey Kindler from Alma. He's going to try another PAT. Colin Janicek will hold. Low snap. Here comes the kick. It is up there. And the kick this time is through the pipes. It is good. It is good by Kindler. Minute and 34 seconds to play now. The football game will take a break with the score. The West out on top of the East, 47-22.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
All right, they're still scoring here in this eight-man All-Star Football Classic. Just as we thought they were sitting on the clock and sitting on the ball and get out of here. Nope. Kalen Anderson says, I need some more points here. So he takes it 24 yards for a touchdown. 47-22 now. The West out on top of the East as Kindler will kick off again. And he drives it down to about the 5-yard line. McQuiston is going to bring the ball back to the center of the field across the 20, 25, 30, 31-yard line. And down he goes at the 32. So that's where the East will start here in probably their final series of this football game.
Return by Troy Gibson. Tackle on the play made by Caleb.
So we're about ready to wrap this baby up. This thing's really gotten away here in the last couple of minutes. We're just talking during the break. The West has done a good job. They've extended their lead out to 25 points. It's now a 47-22 encounter for the West. Coming up with some big plays offensively and defensively, and they've taken control of this ball game. Come out now with a wide set as they are going to run the football. The quarterback's across the 35 to the 40 to the 45-yard line as they run the ball there straight up the gut.
Ball is carried by Blake Creams.
That's a break. Creams is back in there. Nice. Schindler is back in there on the defensive side for the West and makes the stop from Elgin Pope John. That's a first down, but the clock is running. We're down to 1:17 to play now here in the fourth quarter.
Well, you mentioned this game's got a little bit away from the Eastern All-Stars here, but, Mike, remember at the start of the fourth quarter, we had a really exciting football game. This score is not indicative to the way this game, for the most part, was played out.
Yeah, it was a 27-22 with 10 minutes to play. And it's really gotten away from things here.
Ball is carried by Blake Cranes.
Cranes carrying the ball again, gets it up to about the 48-yard line.
A lot of crucial turnovers in this game.
Yeah, with 10 minutes to play in this game, 10:52, that's when they made that fumble recovery for a touchdown, 97 yards. That made it a 27-22 ball game, but the West has scored three times since then. Now they've got a big lead, 47-22 with 30 seconds to play. They're going to still air it out here as Krings wants to air it out deep, and he can't do it. He's going to have to pull the ball down and run himself across the 50. Down to the 47-yard line where he's going to be tackled right there. So he's going to bring up a third down situation. We're down to 18 seconds to play.
All carried by Blake Crane.
And the guys who have been in camp all week long can now head home to their respective cities and towns and villages across the state of Nebraska. It's been a good week. One of the very few all-star games that the guys really do a lot of activities around the community of Hastings and the surrounding area. Stay together at Central Community College and then play this annual football game each and every year. And for the fifth straight year, the Western All-Stars is going to come out victorious as we have reached zeros in the end zone. And the final score of the ball game here this afternoon, the East taking it on the chin, so to speak. The West picking up a big win, the West 47, the East 22. Back with a recap after this.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination. Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports. And it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolley and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. It's a 47-22 ball game as the West knocks off the East in this 35th annual event. Again, a 15-0 ball game at halftime in favor of the West. It was 27-22 with 10 minutes to play in the ball game, and three touchdowns by the West. Solander away, and the West comes out with a big win, 47-22, but I think a very well-played football game for an all-star game, and very entertaining for the fans. That's the most important thing. And again, all the proceeds going to the Sertoma Club and the Speech and Hearing Foundation of Nebraska. They're the real winners in this football game. But a good Saturday afternoon. Kind of get your blood pumping for the football season, doesn't it?
Well, and as we mentioned, I mean, a good 38 minutes of football, what we saw. Really, at the 10-minute mark, this was a five-point football game. And as we mentioned, a big part of these All-Star games is the special teams, the turnovers. Seemed like the West just really played a complete football game. They were on the losing end of the turnover battle. By losing end, I mean they turned the ball over less. A lot of crucial spots, too. The East was turning it over with interceptions, fumbles. The East had that great fumble return, got it back to that five-point game. And then as you're trying to come back, it just seemed like crucial turnovers. They couldn't get the ball going. They couldn't get the ball going through the air. That was a huge part of this football game, their really inability to get the passing game working. And the West just takes advantage, uses their speed. The speed seemed to outduel the size, so to speak, here at Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon, Mike.
Yeah, the East couldn't use their big size inside to get their running game going. They made some nice drives together, but they just could not compete, Jeff, with the speed of the Western All-Stars. And it was a tough battle for them here this afternoon.
Yeah, like you said, the East, they used their size a lot in the second half, but they were plagued by mistakes, especially turnovers and penalties. I have those marked all over my notes here. You know, the West, they utilized their speed and athleticism with Janicek, Sybil, Metis, Fenske, Anderson, you know, Metis by the ground, Janicek by air. You know, 47-22, like Tyson said earlier, wasn't a real indication of how the game was in the second half. The West was up early in the second or in the first half. The East kind of brought it back, and then the West, you know, started to pull away. You know, it was getting hot and humid out there. Maybe tempers were flaring a little bit. Just let the game get away. But, you know, it's over now. And like you said, the real winners is the Sertoma Club here of Nebraska.
Again, a 47-22 ball game as West knocks off the East here this afternoon. The scoring in the ball game, West got on the scoreboard early. 73-yard punt return by Kalen Anderson. 73 yards, the PAT was no good. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. The West had to lead 6-0. West again scoring on a 1-yard touchdown run from Ryan Matisse. A 2-point conversion, no good. That made it 12-0. And then following an interception late in the second quarter, Corey Kingler hit a field goal of 39 yards on the last play of the first half to make it 15-0 at halftime here this afternoon. The West then scoring early in the third quarter of play on an 81-yard touchdown pass from Colin Janicek to Jed Finsky. That made the score a 21-0 ball game. Then the East finally got the running game going a little bit. Went on a 7-play, 65-yard drive. They got a 1-yard touchdown quarterback sneak from Drew Ott of Giltner, Nebraska. The 2-point conversion was good. That made it a 21-8 ball game in favor of the West. They then had an onside kick, and the East recovered the onside kick. They got a 4-yard touchdown run from Garrett Borcher. The 2-point conversion was no good. That capped off a 9-play, 39-yard drive to make it 21-14. But the West comes right back. They go on a 64-yard drive. They got a 4-yard touchdown run from Jed Finsky The two-point conversion was no good, 27-14. Then maybe the play that kind of turned the tide a little bit, made an interesting ball game early in the fourth quarter. A 99-yard fumble recovery and a return for a touchdown by Garrett Borcher. The two-point conversion was good. That made the score 27-22 with 10 minutes and some change left in the fourth quarter. But then it was all the West down the stretch. They go on a 54-yard drive. They get a one-yard touchdown from Ryan Matisse. Two-point conversion was no good. They made it a 33-22 ball game. Then a Jordan Russell interception return for a touchdown of 25 yards with a PAT. That made it 40-22. And Kalen Anderson, he goes first. He goes last, getting into the end zone. Anderson taking it in from 24 yards out. 47-22, the final score here this afternoon with the West knocking off the East.
And you mentioned that big play that turned the tide, that 99-yard fumble recovery, made it a five-point game. Then the very next drive, and that was the drive where Ryan Matisse pounded it in from 1 yard out. I want to go back to that drive because that's really, I think, the drive that took the sails out of the East, so to speak, is you have two big third-down conversions. There's a third and 10 from the 46, 21-yard pass play. Then you have a third and 7 from the 24, or excuse me, a third and 7, and he throws it out to Jordan Russell. That was a 24-yard pass play. That got him set up for first and goal, and that's when Ryan Matisse was able to take it into the end zone. You look at that drive, and that really swung the momentum, so to speak. It got the momentum, that stopped the momentum on the east side and really propelled the west side to pick up this win today.
Again, the most valuable players in the ball game today, Blake Krings out of Humphrey St. Francis, the East offensive MVP. Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City, the East defensive most valuable player. The West offensive most valuable player, Ryan Matisse out of Creighton, and the West defensive most valuable player, Tate Sybil out of O'Neill St. Mary's. So for fifth straight year, the Western All-Stars victorious in the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. They knock off the East this afternoon by a score of 47-22. So guys, thanks for the help here this afternoon. We look forward to a fall football season in a couple of weeks.
Be back at the 1230 KHS studios. At least that's my responsibility with the pigskin preview show. Then we've got the halftime show, the scoreboard show as well. I know it's just a lot of fun. Jeff, you're going to be out on the breeze side of things, so we look forward to hearing from you again. And Mike, football just around the corner.
Okay, wait. Just a matter of weeks. The countdown is on. Again, 47-22, the final score of the West Wing at this afternoon. For Jeff Babel and also Tyson Evronik from the Osborne Sports Complex at Lloyd Wilson Field, this is Mike Will wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.